Okay, we're on with episode 3 of Avatar Crime and Punishment. Good evening, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Are you sure you're not tired?
I'm no more tired than I usually am. It's just, you know, trying to get ready for Thanksgiving at work.
Oh, man, that's right. That's coming.
So tired of making pie shells.
Yeah.
Like, do you make them out of the... do you ever work with phyllo?
Phyllo? No.
Yeah. Okay, I don't know. That always seemed like something that would be really, really difficult for me to work with. Not for, I mean, for me, yes, but, you know, just in general as well.
I have no idea what phyllo is.
It's that really, really thin flaky dough that goes on, that's what baklava is surrounded with.
Oh, baklava? No, we don't do that. We make other, like, flaky doughs. We make puff, we make croissant, we make a flaky Danish.
Let's see. Thin, unleavened dough. There. See? What's this? It's like dough paper. Like tissue paper in dough form, or dough in tissue paper form.
No, we don't work with that.
It's delicious.
It is. Baklava is great. Mm. Love baklava. But you can do a lot of really cool things with phyllo as well. Like, you can make kind of a strawberry cups and stuff with them.
I'm just enjoying how instantly this got derailed.
I like phyllo.
Hey, do a show, man.
All right.
You do you.
I mean, if you just want to talk about phyllo for like an hour or so, I guess
really
that's
don't.
What we're doing.
I was about to do the intro. In the news today, a robbery at the Republic City Museum of Spirit Arts was foiled by the timely intervention of the police, thanks to an anonymous tip received at the RCBC News headquarters. When questioned, the thieves revealed that their efforts would have gone uncontested were it not for the interference of a rival group calling themselves the Foxfire Gang, led by what the criminals describe as a crazed firebending bandit in a handkerchief mask and gym clothes. The matching description of this man and the suspect responsible for the grisly murder of a man named Shinji Adachi earlier this week has caused growing concern among city officials of the emergence of a new syndicate of violent criminals. The gang has also allegedly kidnapped a teenage girl, though we are unable to give a description of her features at this time. RCBC News has confirmed that she is an airbender. It is unknown if she is affiliated with the New Air Nation or its acolytes. The Republic City Police Department has put out a reward for tips that can lead to an arrest of any members of this gang. They are considered extremely dangerous, are potentially holding a hostage, and should not be engaged directly by any citizen. Please contact your district RCPD station with any information that can help in this investigation. This message brought to you by RCBC News, keeping you abreast of this, that, and the rest.
I'm a hostage!
Apparently!
A gang of two!
Well, they, you know, they don't know.
I know.
Look on, we're like 80% there.
I had to think
That's
of a way,
dangerous gang.
Like, I had to think of a way for the news to just completely spin this story in an interesting direction.
Uh-huh, and I've got to spin it back, because I'm Foxfire PR.
You are, actually, I was going to say, they seem to think that you are the leader.
Yeah, I'm working on that.
Of the Foxfire
That's exactly
gang.
What I don't want.
To be fair, crazed firebending bandit in a handkerchief mask and gym clothes.
Yeah, I need better gear.
So, what is your first order of business today? I believe when we left off, Zahara was gravely injured in a fight that I hope does not repeat itself now that we have a better idea of just how much of a fucking sledgehammer having more than 10 energy is.
Oh, I spent some XP. If you're interested.
I also spent XP.
I decided
Alrighty.
To spend mine too.
So, do you just want to talk about what y'all spent your experience points on?
I bought the investigator talent Hard Boiled, which is a combo. It gives both insight and steadfast.
Mm. Hmm. Hard Boiled is great.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty great.
I got another great thing of the do-it-yourself mechanic.
What's do-it-yourself mechanic?
I get experience at the end of every session to go into vehicles equal to my technician
Oh, that's cool. Level. So you can, like, you can repair, you can spend experience to repair or upgrade, like, the
it's
automobile.
Upgrade. Yeah.
Not even repair, just upgrade.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Just upgrades.
Upgrade or buy.
I gotcha. That's neat. Yep. That's good because that's good because I really do want you to, like, start, you know, coming up with neat ideas for gadgets. Although you, and then Alice, you also spend experience?
Yeah, I just decided to grab the air scooter so I have speed from airbending.
Okay, I'll hold on a second because I can hear you behind me. I'm going to shut my door.
Oof, okay.
You got what from airbending?
I got the air scooter, which gives me speed.
Oh, cool.
Yes, speed. So instead of just pushing other people, I could push myself.
I figured I needed a separate pool to make stuff, so... I should.
Yeah. Also, all at some point, I feel like I'm going to have to buy Mongo. I'm thinking I'm going to make a new relationship for, like, assistance or attendance.
Is that why you added the new social butterfly and whatever the double bird?
Well, it was something I had thought about for a while, but yeah, I think.
The new talents, yeah.
Yes. What's stopping me right now is I need to figure out what in like an assistant or attendant would get stats-wise.
Mm. Okay.
It would still make them...
Would they work similarly to animals, except not quite because they're human? Because that seems to be the way like companions are working so far, is like, be they animal or spirit.
Hmm.
And even vehicles is a little bit like that, too.
Yeah, like you spend the experience on them and give them their own sets of abilities.
Yeah, I don't want a huge henchman subsystem, though. Like, I don't know. I don't know is why I haven't written it yet. Yeah. But it's something I'm thinking about.
Okay. I mean, but henchmen, or like, not henchmen, but I suppose like associates or like attendants and stuff are something that, I mean... Would Zuli, for example, be considered Varric's attendant if Varric were to be statted out, or would she be a separate character all her own?
I would say yes, at least at the beginning.
Last season, when she became, like, her own character.
Right. If we were statting it out like those webcomics that do, like, Star Wars or Lord of the Rings as an RPG, yeah, she'd be an NPC, and then at some point somebody took her over.
Well, that's a blast from the past.
I was thinking about Zuli. I was thinking about what the hell's his name, the swordmaster guy, has his loyal butler.
Who else?
The one that taught Sokka.
Yes,
yeah, I realized he had a butler.
He did. He was completely nondescript.
Okay.
He was exasperated.
In a long time.
I watched that one fairly recently.
Huh. That's probably why you remember.
Yes, I need to rewatch that whole series because I hate time.
Fuck you, time.
It's cool. I'm immortal. Yeah. I can waste my life watching a children's series for the fifth time.
Only the fifth.
Five. Wow. I haven't even finished watching it twice.
I've watched it, I think, 3 times now. Maybe
you can really save a good 40 minutes if you skip the bad episodes.
I think you can skip more than 40 minutes. Because what is there? The canyon episode?
No, I think what he's trying to say is there's only 2 bad episodes in the entire series.
And she's trying to name more than that.
There's the canyon episode, there's Angst Island.
Hey, now, I liked Angst Island.
Those are the 2 I skip.
I thought there was another one.
I liked Angst Island.
I think I didn't really like the pirate episode, but I guess it did advance the plot slightly.
Pirate episode is very skippable.
The Ember Island Players one.
That one was great because it's a good episode, but you should skip the canyon episode.
you definitely don't need to watch it to advance the plot, but it's still a great episode.
Right, that one's worth watching on its own merits.
Are there any Korra episodes that are just not worth watching?
No, because everything goes so fast.
Well, maybe the entire second season, except for the Avatar Wan parts.
If the Avatar 1
But it's relevant.
Great.
Yeah. Avatar 1 was, yes, wonderful.
Avatar 1's the best.
I also Avatar enjoyed 1. The art style of those episodes.
Hmm. I liked the way that they started portraying spirits in the second season of Korra. Like, as that entire thing is, like, the basis of their personality for how Nick has been acting them.
I'm sure the snarkier people would say just skip all of season 2 Korra.
Yeah.
So it is.
It is the weakest episode, or the weakest season of Korra.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even then, it's not bad. I think that the cringiest stuff is the high school drama.
Yes, there is one episode in the original season that gets real bad with the love triangle bullshit.
Mm.
But that's the episode that also gives us the crying Bolin after the date, right?
Yes.
I love that.
Aww.
Where he goes and drowns his sorrows. I thought it was hilarious. So, alright, rather than... So we actually have to do something at some point this session. You guys have an order of business that you need to attend to.
Yeah, I'm conked out for...
You
I'm
are
going for days.
Gravely injured, and I am going to roll a d10 to figure out how many days worth of treatment you're going to need.
A million.
And you're not conked out. Like, you're still conscious. You just, your energy pool is...
No, I'm taking a character choice where basically my sleepless nights have caught up with me now as well.
Okay, well, you will need 6 consecutive days of treatment.
Okay. Who do I know?
So I'm gonna give you a choice here. You can pick somebody that you have already met who fits the requirements of either being a healer or an acupuncturist.
Right, whose name rhymes with Oma.
Or, if you don't want to do that...
Toma?
Yeah, my old buddy Toma.
I was going to say, or if you don't want to do that, you're going to need to make a gather information test in order to find a healer who won't ask questions.
No, it's absolutely Soma.
Why
What's
is
embarrassing to me is that one of the readers commented, like, oh, I see what you guys set up. And I literally had not thought of that.
Like, I hadn't at all. I mean, if you want to make a gather information test, like, you don't have to contact Soma.
No, I'm in. I rock a gather information, but...
Okay. See, that was me trying to be kind about what I'm going to do, but all right.
Yeah, in the morning, I will... Well, wait. Does Soma have a telephone?
No.
Okay, now I have to go find Soma.
Yes.
Gather information.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. An obstacle.
So you're Blaze. You don't really know a lot about Soma.
I don't. We've met a couple times.
Yep, you know that she was...
The person you're trying to help.
Okay, I was actually not prepared to play as Soma this session. There's why.
Like,
we need to just fuck you over, though. We're the player.
You're right.
Welcome to GMing. Like, so, eventually you'll stop making plans.
No, it's fine.
I wasn't apologizing.
Players never apologize.
So you're going to need to find... Not only are you going to need to find out what she's been up to for the last 6 months, because I'm going to tell you, she probably has not, like... Zahar, you haven't spoken to Soma since, like, the end of the thing, or have you guys even, like, gone out for tea or some shit like that?
We might have, like...
Like, once or twice, yeah, just to kind of keep in touch.
Not often. Like, oh, I see you're, shopping. Oh, hey, maybe we should have tea or whatever. But
yeah, like, you've been head to your desk, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And various other things.
So this is going to be obstacle
three.
I'm
not asking either one of them, so.
Yeah.
I'm conked out for days.
Right, so any of your possible leads on this matter? So I'm going to say obstacle three. Gather information to find out where Soma even is.
Oh.
Maybe you'll find Toma instead.
You might.
Well, I'm going to throw in 7 energy, because this handy-dandy app tells me that will give me a 90% chance of success.
Mm.
Did you grab the update?
I don't think that's fair that you can display your own statistics like that.
Okay, well, so people good at math are banned from your game?
No, people who are good at math can do it without the need of an app.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you found out what Soma's been up to for the last 6 months. She joined the United Forces.
Okay.
She's a little too old for frontline duty, being at the ripe old age of 29, but,
Right, in anime years, she's dead.
Yeah.
She made that magic switch to grizzled veteran.
I thought she became, like, sort of the hunched-over old lady by now.
Or maybe she grew a big gray beard and is missing an eye.
But, so, new recruits in a lot of militaries tend to be much, much younger than this. But because of her connections with her father, she was able to become an instructor for them.
Okay.
So she can be found at the, she can be found at the, like, what's the place where the United Forces actually, like, she's at their barracks, but I don't know any, I don't remember how much of the United Forces actually appeared in Korra.
There was a bunch when Kuvira came stomping by.
Yeah, but they, I'm not sure if they're, they seem really more of a navy than anything else, which is weird.
Okay. Well, that's their General Iroh kind
of. Yeah, that's really the only thing we see of them. But I'm going to say that there is a military academy for them in the city, and she instructs at it. Everybody knows where the military academy is. It's like right near the president's house. Because for some reason, all of this governmental shit is like is concentrated together.
Right.
I would imagine if there's a lot of navy, it'd probably be also kind of near the water.
Yeah, it's like the president's house is also isn't that also near the water?
I don't think it was ever established either way.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. I could have sworn that there was like that. Or am I thinking of something? Maybe I'm thinking of the council building.
Well, established now.
Constantly. Well, that Korra is constantly bursting into.
Like, even then, like, Tarlok had his own waterfall thing in his office, so that was a source of a lot of that water.
Okay, well, oh, I'm going to head to Military Academy.
Hmm. Okay, so the Military Academy is, I mean, it's like a school, except you can hear people learning how to bend and fight. There's training barracks, there's all sorts of buildings that you could conceivably explore. What are you looking for now that you're there?
If there's any door guards or anyone...
Did you make your recovery roll?
Yeah, I got two back, so I'm at 5 energy.
That's lame.
Okay. Well, actually, I guess I rolled a 1 because I get +1. So, very lame. But my app did it for me because it's an application. Yeah. I mean, I'm not secretive about why I'm there. I will ask anyone I pass, you know, hey, where do I find Soma?
Let's see. What time of day is it?
Morning.
Okay.
I probably slept in a little bit, but mid-morning.
I don't know, you were on your couch.
You find out that she's in the middle of, it's not a weekend, so she's in the middle of a class that she is teaching on, oddly enough, her own style of booze vending.
Okay, I'll wait outside for her to be done. Or do the creepy TV and movie thing where I just stand in the back of the lecture hall waiting for her to be done.
Just like... tapping your watch.
No, just waiting.
Yeah. She's teaching, she's actually in front. If you want, you can roll me a notice. Passive.
Passive notice. 1.
Blaze, when was the last time you saw Soma? 6 months ago. She is harder than before. She looked like a dancer or like a soft kind of city girl before. She appears to have like buffed out almost. Maybe it was meeting Korra. Maybe it was a whole bunch of other factors, but she seems much less like the party girl that you remember her acting like, and a lot more like somebody who actually should be teaching a class on an exotic martial art.
Yeah, military will do that. Hopefully. It's kind of the point of military academy.
Mm.
Beat the party girls out of men?
Yeah.
Beat the man out of the party girl. But the students, like, they're all obviously waterbenders. They don't seem to be getting it. She's not very... She's obviously, like, trying to make them mimic her forms. She's not very good at teaching them, and you can tell that right off the bat. It's very obvious that people are, like... Some people are trying to confuse... Like, are confusing her stumbling steps with literal stumbling, when you, having fought with her before and fought alongside her before, know that there is a method to the madness that you've seen. Nobody's getting.
Okay.
So the class finishes up. People start filing out of the hall. And she gives you the stink eye, knowing that you've been sitting in the back watching the entire time.
Give her criticisms!
You should try getting them drunk first.
What are you doing here?
I came to talk to you.
Yeah, I kind of figured. But I don't really have much to say to you.
Do you have anything to say to Zahar?
I mean, we never really got to go for tea. That was like 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have tea at my apartment, and I have Zahar at my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Grievously injured.
Her face just, like, crashes to the floor, and she... Whatever hardness you saw about her before completely collapses, and she's like, "Oh my god! What do you mean, grievously?" And she covers her own mouth, like, realizing she can't yell about this, and then kind of gets in close and is like, what do you mean, grievously injured? You didn't take her to a hospital?
Oh, maybe grievous is an overstatement. What's just one step below grievous? Quite injured? above moderate. Between moderate and grievous, I'd say. Do you have a hernia?
I think I might have just gotten one. Let's go! Oh my god! Wait, no, hold on. Why can't you just take her to a hospital?
Hospitals ask more questions than you do.
Oh, you're about to find out. That's... not nearly as correct as you think it is.
Okay, that's fine, but I just won't answer your questions. And you'll help Zahar anyway.
Wait here.
You're going to my house.
And I have to explain where I'm going.
Okay.
So she leaves the lecture hall. About 10 minutes later, comes back. She is no longer in her uniform. She seems to have very quickly changed back into her street clothes. She has a bag with her, which very conspicuously contains an incredibly large jug-like bulge in it.
Did you call the police?
As far as I know, you haven't done anything wrong.
As far as you know, indeed.
Just take me there.
Yes, ma'am.
So, yeah, she packs up You get weird looks as you start exiting the building with her, because everybody, like, most people think, oh, Instructor Soma is going to be, you know, running classes all day, blah, da, 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 da. And suddenly she's walking out of the building with somebody who is known to be the primary investor of a very seedy nightclub.
This is how rumors get started.
And I guess smash cut to your apartment where Soma is, like, dumbfounded at what she's looking at.
Yeah, the horse just conked out.
Yeah. Well, let's see. You were talking, how badly hurt did you get by Takani? You have a chakra scar.
Negative 3.
She was really just pummeled with ice, as I recall.
Just over and over and over again. Soma starts, like... Does Zahar still have the mask on, by the way?
That's a good point. I probably couldn't take it off, because you've got it locked.
Yeah, it's locked.
Then, yes.
What the hell is this?
That's Zahar. I know you can't recognize her, because she's got a mask on. But that's Zahar.
I know Zahar well enough to... What were you guys doing? And why did it need a mask?
Do I pry into your personal life?
You just did.
Fair enough.
What? Well, first off, we have to try and get this mask off. Oh my god. Oh my god. Okay, so let me think. The mask. I need to be able to bypass your security.
Good luck with that.
And I set it as an obstacle to bypass security test to forcibly remove the mask.
You break it, you're buying me a new one. No.
Yeah, it'll come out of your tab. Holy shit. So, alright, I gotta actually roll this. Because Soma does not have bypass security.
Because the only one with bypass security in the group is this one.
So, what she's gonna do instead is she opens up her bag, takes out the now familiar large jug, uncorks it,
and just drowns Zahar in booze.
Nope, pulls water out of it. Which she swirls around a little bit in her hands, and then suddenly takes a, like, gets over the lock that's on the back of the mask, freezes it, and then, let's see if I can make this a little easier. Shatters the ice. Cracking and loosening, but not quite, like, breaking it down the lock. Alright. Okay, that's good. And now, she only has to roll an obstacle 1 bypass security. Which she makes. Okay. So, you can see her fiddling with the lock on the back. She cracks it, unhinges a little bit of the lock, and then, just using pretty much sheer brute force from her fingers, just rips it off.
Typical Soma. Just doesn't understand the finesse.
Might makes right. Ah, lucky you. She actually recovered. So, the mask comes off, and Zahara's face is a little fucked up. As is the rest of her. She's going to start stripping pieces of your uniform off and inspecting your injuries. And pulls out the water and performs, hopefully admirably. We're about to find out.
How's it going?
Are you just looming over her?
It's a process.
So I had a thought.
Hmm?
Distressingly injured. I feel like that's a nice middle ground.
She's scarred.
It was a rough night.
No, I mean, more than, like, physically scarred. She, some incredibly powerful or lucky bender did this to her.
No. Pretty sure she fell down the stairs into a bunch of doors.
All right, I...
Clumsy.
Now they're going to just start thinking we're married and you're a wife beater.
That's fine.
Did Probably you do this?
No. To be fair, I probably could have tried harder to stop her, but still, I claim no responsibility for this.
Stop her from what?
Tripping on those stairs.
Zahara, your first day of healing goes pretty well. Soma begins to rub or run the water over your injuries and stops
makes it glow.
At the spot in your chest where, like, Takani hits you in the back with that giant, like, coup de grace. She's stopping over the point where that injury occurred in the back, in the front.
Okay.
Her breathing's all messed up. This might actually not be something I can do myself. I'm a little concerned. Are you... You're gonna tell me... You're not... I'm gonna need to keep coming back.
Okay. How long?
I'd say about a week. Maybe. I don't know. I've never... My mother taught me about this kind of injury, but it's... Like... Do you know about, like, chakras? Spirit? Energy? Like, the life force inside of us all? The thing that gives you your bending? That?
Not much more than we learned in primary school.
So, what's weird about Zahara is she's not a bender, but somehow she's blocked up? I'm gonna have to look into this more. Maybe I'll have to actually call my mom. Ask her advice. Oh. So she continues working. The first sequence goes well. And when she finishes up, she turns to Blaze and says, "Fell down the stairs, right?"
Yes, into a bunch of doors.
Glass doors?
Glass doors, ice doors, water doors.
Ice doors. Ice doors at night?
Does it matter?
Have you read the newspaper today?
More of a radio guy. Print is dying.
Why don't you go find yourself a copy of the day's paper? And then she leaves.
I'm assuming the day's paper said something very similar to what was
the
news bulletin. Okay.
You find the day's paper, and holy shit. It seems to be painting you like some kind of madman who has taken a little girl hostage.
Yep.
Sekhva.
Mm-hmm.
How tired are you?
Very. I only got 4 hours of sleep last night.
Yes. Are you noticeably tired? Non-consecutive hours.
So you would say that during your morning meditations, you are falling asleep?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm trying not to, but yeah.
And did you happen to get a copy of the day's paper yet?
Mm-hmm. Well, then, what time of day is it?
So I would say that Blaze has, Blaze went mid-morning, he slept in a little bit, so I'm gonna guess it's actually almost noon.
Okay, because I would say I usually copy the paper before lunch comes around, but after morning meditation.
Okay, so then you know all about what's being printed today.
Yep, I'm gonna stay quiet.
Oh, yeah. Well, unfortunately, Tenzin also knows all about what's been printed today. And after lunch, he attempts to pull you aside and says, "Excuse me, Sekhva, I think I need to speak to you."
Yes, okay. What about?
I've just noticed that you're a little tired today.
Yeah.
Have you been sleeping well at all?
Well, I stayed up later last night, more than usual, copying newspaper since I spent time with Zahar, and I didn't have time to do everything.
So, you were copying the newspaper all night?
Not all night. It's kind of hard to do that when you're falling asleep, but...
But you were up very, very late.
I was up later than usual, yes.
Are you lying by omission to him?
I guess, but it is true that I was up later than usual. Hmm. Even when Zahar and Blaze came in, like, I was up later than usual at that point in time, too.
Are you trying to look up cool masks?
Yes.
Sekhva. Then you must have already copied this newspaper story. Now, I know that due to the events of last year, you have something of a propensity for going out at night. I'm not saying that I don't trust you, but I need to know if you were at all involved in the events that are being covered by the news right now. They've mentioned a teenage girl, an airbender.
Stop that. Sorry, he's pawing at me.
It's okay. I had to shoo him out of the room when I was closing the door.
But, no?
Sorry, you're saying no to what?
He was asking if I had anything to do with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no.
Okay, so you're lying to him.
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to have to deceive him.
Yes, I know.
Okay. And I'm going to say that, I wonder, would Tenzin have insight?
It is a sage thing.
Yeah, but he's not a very good sage, is he?
I have insight, but I bought that after a good while.
Yeah. He's not a very good sage, is he?
He's
very bad
spirit
at the
perhaps.
Spiritual part. Yeah.
He's very bad at the spiritual part. Would we say he's insightful?
The risk of sounding like I'm trying to manipulate circumstances to our benefit, I'm thinking no. Like, most of the series is about him struggling to understand Korra.
That's what I was going to go with, was that he's not, like, his arc in the series is not, he's a very bad mentor.
Like, he really wants to be a sage and insightful and spiritual, and he just has no talent.
Well,
To me, it seems like he's trying to live up to Aang.
That's what I was about to say, is he tries to live up to Aang, and he's really, like, a lot of his character arc is about him completely failing to do so, and it affecting his relationships with people. So, okay. I'm gonna say he doesn't have it. Lucky you.
Okay.
And this is where we find out Sekhva has deceived, like, target number two.
Your target number
is,
in fact,
40-year-old man.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna put some energy into this. I really don't want him to find out, so 92% of percent means I'm rolling Jesus seven Christ. Dice. We'll see.
You fucking people. You're
yay!
Fucking
three successes.
The look of concern on his face actually grows graver. And he says, well, then that is very distressing indeed. If it was you, then I would be glad that you managed to escape from those madmen. But if they have an airbender hostage, then, well, it's the duty of the Air Nation to bring them to justice.
Yeah. Yes.
Sekhva, I'm very glad you're safe. Do your best to not throw yourself into your studies so much. Wow, it sounds very strange that I would be saying such a thing.
But there's so much to do! I have to learn, like, I still need to practice writing, and there's still bending, and then there are spirits. I have to go meet them later this week. And then start randomly.
He puts a hand on your shoulder and says, Sekhva, you are a very talented young woman. But you need to relax. If you try too hard to live up to the expectations of your peers and your elders, you're only setting yourself up for failure. I don't think you should participate in our afternoon exercises. Go get some sleep.
Okay. I'll trudge back. Well, wait, was this before or after lunch? I forgot.
Just after lunch.
Okay, I'll trudge back to my room.
He turns, furrows his brow, and walks away murmuring to himself. You're welcome to try and notice if you want.
Sure! That's a thing I could do.
Roll it.
Let's see. What should I roll? Let's see, I have an entry. I'll put five in there. Let's see, I have two successes.
You're, pretty sure he mentioned the words task force at some point in there.
Okay. Well, you did say something about...
And Foxfire Gang and blah blah blah, hunt down, blah blah blah. You should probably tell Blaze about this.
Wait.
Or Zahar.
Yeah.
Basically that he intends to track down this Foxfire Gang, but we got that, so...
But, you're telling me that I should tell Blaze about this. Sekhva's not thinking about telling Blaze.
That's fine,
like,
then.
Why? Like, what? How does that connect?
Sure. But it's okay.
Those words were mentioned, but they don't make sense.
Is that looks a lot like the blue spirit mask, except red.
That's where I started. It's more dragony than the blue spirit mask. The blue spirit.
I don't know. It looks more liony to me.
Okay.
But
I agree,
yeah.
With lion over dragon.
So Tenzin leaves you to your devices. Sekhva, are you actually going to sleep?
Yes.
Okay. So, we're at something of an impasse here. I would like to know. I want to remind you, Blaze, you still only have 13 days left to prove that the Agni Kai have nothing to do with this, so I hope that's still in your mind.
I remember.
Okay. Zahar, are you waking up at any point in this?
Maybe in, like, a day or two.
Okay. I'm going to, what do you call it? I'm going to kind of let it ride, or let Soma's healing efforts let it ride, so that, like... As long as you rest for the next 5 days, you'll get all of your energy back. But any day that you don't, you're still going to be operating at a maximum of 7.
Okay. So I'm at 7. Was it 6 days?
Well, the first day went fine. You have 5 more days left.
Okay.
So I just want this to, like, remind you, because now you're operating on a time limit.
I'm doing a tally thing. So did one day.
Yep.
Have 5 more.
Okay. And, yeah, it is 1D 10 days of healing, right?
Pretty sure.
Yes.
All right. So let's see. Now I want to know how you folks are going to spend the next 5 days.
Do all my stuff.
Okay.
I'm going to have a mask commission from somewhere out of town and sent to me.
Okay. I'm going to say that is going to require a check of some sort, because you're going to have it come to you on time. Or rather, not on time, but at basically in a period of time that will coincide with you continuing your actions. So what would that be? Would that be logistics, connected, wealth? You can't really check wealth.
Yeah, I can spend wealth. Or I can make a check, or I can do both.
What kind of check would that be? Is that, it's not logistics? No.
No, I got nothing.
It could just connections? Gather information. To
could be gather information, you know, yeah, to find somebody.
Basically, I'm looking for, like, an out-of-town theater company or something.
All right, so, yeah, give me a gather information to see if you can find somebody who can do it. I'll let you open-end it.
I got 4 successes on my 5.
You can have
dice.
It in 3 days.
Okay, cool. And then I'm just going to get some, like, fucking black prowler clothes. Basically what stagehands wear. Like the full black outfit that I will put a mask on top of.
Okay, so you come up with a story, like just a bullshit story that you're putting on a production at your nightclub and one of your performers needs a costume. And it comes in without a hitch over the course of the next 3 days. Are you returning to your nightclub at any point? Or are you going to hide out in your apartment and check on Zahar?
No, I'll go to work. I'll basically try to act as normal as possible.
Okay. Noted.
But yeah, I'm looking at masks. I've been distracted by looking at masks on the internet.
Okay, that's fine. Zahar, you're recovering, but are you going to actually do anything during that period of time?
Nothing exciting. Probably work on Tenzin's order.
Okay. Roll me a passive notice.
Passive notice. It's rounded up, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I suppose at least that's 4 dice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One away from max, so...
No, I actually got a success.
Oh, good.
Ooh, 110.
Ooh. So, in the, what do you call it, thing? I guess, a box. Like, as you're looking for spare parts to start building things for Tenzin's order, you notice an old box that you had moved here from your apartment a long time ago, and you can't remember what the hell it was for, but inside of it are pieces of your father's old research. Specifically, blueprints for a device. And you pretty much immediately recognize that it is a prototype of what I guess was being described to you by Inspector Tante a couple of sessions ago.
Oh, the exploding thing?
It doesn't explode. That's the crazy part, is that it's not supposed to explode. But you discover a blueprint for it, or rather an incomplete blueprint for it. You definitely know what it's supposed to be used for, but you have no idea how to actually finish it, so apparently somebody did finish it at some point, or somebody got a copy of it at some point. Or the person who originally drew it might have... Gosh, I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know.
Somebody built this thing.
Yeah.
Somebody who is aware of this design.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they either somehow have the design, or maybe worked with him to get the design, or whatever.
Yeah. And yeah, it's there. You've got it.
Okay. I'll probably look it over. Yeah. Maybe even try building what it is so far, and maybe try to figure out how to.
Sorry, I'm wasting time because I'm trying to find where I put the description of the thing. Here we go. So, you are still going to get accosted. About 3 days. Yeah, 3 days, because that's when he gets his mask. Okay, good. Into your recovery, a very familiar face shows up at your workshop. God damn it, you're linking these masks, and they all look really cool.
Yeah, there's some amazing masks. Like,
do you keep on linking?
He keeps linking masks.
Yeah, I fell down a mask hole.
But yeah, you get a visitor to your workshop. It is Inspector Tante, and he is not happy.
I look up as I'm just, working.
Just jingle jingle comes in. So, nothing?
I look at him.
I haven't seen you at the station.
Okay.
I was wondering when you were going to show up.
I tried showing up 4 days ago.
Okay. What happened?
They wanted me to sign some paperwork, and I didn't want to sign it.
Wait, you didn't want to... I'm sorry, what?
They wanted me to sign some paperwork, and I did not want to sign it.
Okay, so you didn't want to... But is that why... So you just turned around and walked away?
Yes.
Sorry, what paperwork was this?
Something about not destroying shit or whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry, so you can't agree to not destroy shit in a police station?
You want my knowledge? Sometimes you have to tear things apart.
That's a contract to make sure you're not going to assault anyone in the police station. Like, did you even read it?
Yes, I did read it.
Okay, so then it explicitly states you're gonna agree when you walk in to not rip. Desks and evidence for other cases and stuff apart. Like, you can't agree to do that? What part of your knowledge? Okay, alright. Getting a little angry here. I'm sorry, do you want to help or not? Should I go and pursue another line of questioning here?
Are you going to try to hinder my work?
I'm not hindering... Well, I guess I'm hindering your work right now in the sense that I might be... this entire thing might just be a giant waste of time.
And why do you say that?
Because you're not working on your radios right now. I was trying to say that maybe I'm interrupting your work in that fashion.
I was referring to any help that I might choose to give the police.
Okay, well, no, I'm not going to hinder your work, but we also can't have you destroying random shit inside the police station.
It wouldn't be random.
I've read the newspapers. I know what you're capable of.
It wouldn't be random.
But, I mean, you did all that shit with the task force. You understand why it's a bit of a liability for us to let you into our station's walls, and he's like shaking right now.
Are you afraid I'd bring some, corruption to light?
What? No, that's I'm literally afraid that you're gonna, like...
I did those things to stop bad people. If you're so afraid, does that mean there are lots of bad people in the police force?
No, I'm afraid that your zealousness with stopping bad people is going to extend to destroying the evidence that'll lead us to it.
Why would I stop?
I'm sorry, you were the one who just said that you blew stuff up to stop bad people.
Yes, yeah, so are so, your police officers bad?
No, but there are things in there that you could be blowing up to stop bad people.
That are in the police station.
Yes, and you're not agreeing not to blow stuff up while you're in the police station, so I have to kind of assume. He gives you, like, just a knowing look, like, yeah?
Then if you wouldn't let me in the police station, is there someplace else we could do the work?
I'm letting you in the police station.
Okay.
I just want to know that you're not going to cause any trouble while you're in there.
I wasn't planning on it.
So why didn't you sign the paper?
Because they tied my hands.
What do you mean they tied your hands?
Like, metaphorically.
Okay, I was going to say. What? Look, it sounds like I've got your word.
Okay.
If you still want to help us out, come down.
Want to help you out, but I don't really have much of a choice.
I don't think you... Like, what? No, you have plenty of a choice. You said that you would.
I'm saying that I have little faith in you catching whatever did this.
Well, that's a damn shame.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very sorry that you feel that way. But I can understand. Don't really look like much. Not really an amazingly persuasive guy, as you can see. Huh. So, that's completely reasonable. You've got every right to your faith. But I tell you what. I'll talk to... I'm sorry, did you happen to get the name of the person at the front desk?
I don't remember if they did.
You didn't.
Okay.
Aye.
But it's all irrelevant to her.
Yes, it is.
Look, if anybody tries to give you any more trouble, you can just enter a complaint. I mean, you can talk to whoever is on the case, that happens to be me, and I can smooth all this over for you, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. I'm very sorry that you were treated with such disrespect, considering your extensive knowledge on the subject.
Mm-hmm.
And, you, might want to get those injuries looked at. And he leaves. Alright, that event flag's been tripped. As hard as I possibly could trip it. Please! Your mask comes in. It's gorgeous. It's beautiful. Does it have any kind of security on it at all?
No. Can't imagine why it would. That'd be a
tough
one.
He's not paranoid enough.
Yeah.
No, I am. I just... What am I going to tell a theater company? Give me a mask that locks?
Yes. And they'll even provide you with a key. Haven't you ever seen The Man in the Iron Mask? Aha!
It just ties in the back.
Yeah. Okay. So describe it for me.
Well, I'm going to go with one of the several I linked. It is like an orange and red kind of bird mask with a beak, but what should be feathers are essentially autumn leaves.
Okay. What kind of motif are you going for here? I'm just curious.
Change. Renewal.
Uh-huh. Because autumn?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a thing.
All right.
It's not really a thing. Because Blaze is fake doing this. He's fake doing it by really doing it.
Well, he's faking it until
best
he
way
makes...
to fake it.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. A couple days in, Zahar is working on radios. Are you going to wait out the rest of your injury before you start going on patrol and things like that again, or are you going to? So you say you're Sorry, let me try that again. I'm going to give you an option to do something. If you want, you can start going on patrol at night and, like, foiling petty crimes and things like that.
I think I'm basically going to make her right now just sort of, like, a little gun-shy. So she probably wouldn't be patrolling quite yet.
Okay.
Though if Blaze set up something, she would go to save face.
Okay.
When you start patrolling again, if you could take pictures of yourself and sell them to the Daily Bugle, that'd be a big help.
Alright. So, alright, that's fine. Let's see. You're going to end up,
Like, she got her ass kicked.
Oh, yeah. That's fine. Like I said, we're Batman year one-ing this. So... Let's see. Blaze, you mentioned something interesting before. You said at one point you wanted to set up a sort of event, like send Agni-Kai guys after this?
Yeah.
Alright, what did you have in mind for that? I'm very curious about this.
That I would literally send my own guys to do something inconsequential that I don't care about. Then I would tell Foxfire to go kick the shit out of them, and arrange to have a reporter in the area taking pictures.
See,
it's like a two-man Spider-Man operation.
It's a two-man con. Okay. So I see. That's interesting. What actual territories do you control that you would be willing to do this with anyway? I want you to flesh this out for me.
Okay. It's an amazing question.
So now I'm going to start taking notes. This is interesting. This is very, very interesting. I want to know what Blaze has control over.
Okay. I will... little cartography shop just at the edge of my territory that we have not previously bothered with because they don't make all that much money.
Yep.
And they just do like maps and sometimes copying.
Okay.
I'm gonna send somebody down to try to persuade them to join in on our protection racket.
Okay. When are you doing this, though? Are you doing this after Zahar is recovered or before?
Yes, I will wait until Zahar is recovered.
Okay.
A week after our ill-fated museum foiling.
So 6 days left to prove your innocence. Have you been in contact with Ryu at all?
No. Okay. I'm sure he's read the papers. It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's all under control.
All
right. I will tell my guys that we've had a lot of bad press lately. It's been a witch hunt. So no matter what happens, no casualties. Take it easy. If you get into a big scrape, just amscray. It's not worth it.
This is extremely out of character for you, according to your men. You have not been somebody known to, I mean, especially, you have a reputation for fighting to the point where you are willing to get captured, even. Why, you've done this before.
I did burn
got captured.
Nothing last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, you did show, actually, no, I was referring more to the fact that you got foiled by the task force in the first arc. Long throwback there.
Okay.
People do not know you as a man who runs away.
Hey, there are things that I know that you don't know. The reason you don't know them is because you can't handle knowing them. If you knew them, there would be such a shitstorm raining down on you that you would just be pulverized into nothingness. So that's why you let me think about these things. Okay? Or do you want that shitstorm down on you?
Whoa, man, it was just a question. Hey, all right, we'll do the hit. Just no casualties. You know, we're all a little jumpy after what's been happening to gangsters around here. We're a little weirded out.
Yeah, go with that feeling.
Yeah, you've been hearing, right?
I don't know why Blaze is a townie now. It happened so suddenly.
Well, you know, Mr. Blaze, you've been you have been reading the news reports, right?
Yeah, so I'm familiar with what's been going on. The Foxfire gang, vigilante, whatever it is.
What are you talking about?
Oh, were you referring to the turf war? Or which part of the news? It's all bad.
Well, they say there's somebody else who's been going around and, you know, roughing up gangs, some sort of copycat kind of thing.
Right. Foxfire.
No, that's the person they're copycatting.
Wait, someone's cop... Go on.
I don't know, it's some kind of Superman. Just shows up, kicks the shit out of people, jumps away.
But not the same person who foiled the museum heist.
Foiled?
Well, they got captured.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's just... runs in, beats the shit out of people, and jumps away.
Right, we have an epidemic of vigilantes and or rival gangsters. And that's why your safety is my number one priority. So when you do this, if you see anyone who looks weird and vigilante-ish, you know, get out of there.
Alright. Maybe we should start doing this kind of thing during the day.
Yeah, that's a good idea. What about, like, right before, sunset? You know, the golden hour.
Yeah, okay. That's... you're the boss, boss.
I sure am.
So with that little piece of information, you're gonna organize the hit. Wow. This is weird. I was gonna say, there's a couple of other things I wanted to happen, but, I don't know when the right time to do this would be, because I'm very suddenly curious about this particular instance. So, Zahar. In what is the most obvious setup for anything ever, you are informed that several members of the Agni Kai are going to be hitting up a small cartography shop on the edge of Blaze's territory.
It is Blaze telling me this.
It is Blaze telling you this.
Wait,
what?
We can't create the impression of favoritism. Because otherwise you'll look like you're affiliated with the Agni Kai, and then this whole thing comes tumbling down.
Okay. So the cartography shop.
Cartographer. Yes. I am sending my meekest, most kitten-like men.
Are you sure you're not just sending somehow a bunch of firebending kittens?
If I could teach a cat to firebend, that would be my business.
Firebending kittens.
Can you imagine the demand?
Of cats setting your place on fire?
That's true. Cats are kind of jerks.
Well, the insurance people will love it.
You suggesting using kittens to perform insurance fraud?
Anyway. It's fine. Grander scheme, nothing to worry about.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'm trying to avoid all of our belongings being burnt to the ground.
Okay. Wait, did you say it was daylight too?
No, it's at sun. It's actually happening at sunset.
Yeah, golden hour.
Golden hour.
Golden hour?
Oh, sky turns gold.
Don't you know anything about making a mover?
Oh my god.
Look, it's fantastic. Don't worry about it. I think I read this in a book once.
You read a book about making a mover.
I've been thinking about breaking into directing. I think I'd have a real flair for it. I don't see what's so complicated about this. You've done it several times before.
Uh-huh. Okay. Golden Hour. The photography shop.
Yes.
Bite men like kittens that can also bend fire.
You got it.
Okay.
Making any preparations?
Who are you asking?
Yes.
I am going to hire some... How the hell do I explain this?
Hire a photographer?
Yeah. I'm going to hire some photographers. I want one inside the shop and one outside up on the roof of, like, an adjacent building.
Are you even trying to discuss... Are you being discreet at all about this?
Yeah. Maybe I can find a private investigator. Take some discreet photographs.
So everybody... What? Okay.
What are you telling them?
Yes! What are you telling these people? So let me get this straight. You're going to hire... You're hiring a photographer.
No, I'm hiring two photographers. Go
hiring
on.
Hiring two photographers. All right. What are you telling them to take pictures of?
I'm telling them that I got a hot tip that there is going to be a criminal enterprise occurring at this time. And I want photographs of everyone involved.
You should probably also let them know not to contact the police.
At which point they will... I don't care if they contact the police. That's great. As long as they don't tell them I'm involved. But I guess there's nothing illegal about having someone take pictures of a crime.
No, yeah, I suppose there's not. Yeah. Why don't you roll me a gather information? Find photographers who are crazy enough to do this.
You got it.
Or desperate enough to do it.
Do I have an obstacle?
You got an obstacle too.
Cameras are expensive.
Mm-hmm. And they need all those, you know, lenses and...
Up to one for each photographer.
Okay, I got two.
Okay. You did it. You found... actually, it's kind of funny. You found a shop that has... It has under its input... Excuse me, two photographers. They call themselves, I don't know, the Flash Brothers.
It's ironic, because they're both women.
I really understand why they're desperate for money.
And I'm going to actually say this is going to cost you.
Okay.
All right. How you would move your wealth down a track? Is that what it means? Like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to move it down one, and they're going to look at you weird, not ask questions, and just take your money.
Cool.
Like, all right, man. Everybody is really, really weirded out by you.
They get half up front and half when they deliver.
And you offer them quite a generous sum. They gladly take it.
So they can flash as brothers.
Yeah, they're the Flash Brothers. They flash. That's what they do. This is so right on the sign out front.
We'll flash for you.
Yes.
You right both above the going on a business sign.
But so yeah, sunset rolls around. Zahar, what about you? You actually going through with this?
Yeah.
Okay. You not worried at all?
I am.
Oh, yeah. Well, so the cartography shop, I mean, it's kind of weird, like...
There's a lot that's weird about this.
There is.
The whole thing is weird.
This is some kind of freaky-ass setup that you've got going here. And sunset rolls around, you, of course, make your way to the cartography shop. A lot of graphies today. And, it's almost comical how much of a setup this looks like. The dudes are going in, they're, like, you can see them inside visibly roughing up the cartography shopkeeper, just trying to, like, get him in on their phony insurance racket. And it's like, I don't know, roll me a passive notice.
So this is after I've all healed up?
You're all healed up. You're good.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Oh, yeah.
I can roll another die! Mm-hmm.
It's cool. I'm two steps ahead on this. Step three, I have no goddamn clue.
Let's see. I didn't get anything because I don't have anything trained in notice.
Noted.
Fantastic. It'll look more natural.
I don't see the cameramen. The Flash brothers.
That's good. That's good. They see you. So yeah, you can see them inside. They're a trio of, like, Agni Kais who are just... I mean, I think you might have seen them around Hopman's once or twice. Like, they're always getting fucking wasted at the bar.
They're actually just 5-year-olds.
No, I mean, they're young guys. Like, they're young, they're spry, they look tough. One of them's got a tattoo, the other one shaved his head for some reason. But they're just taking the cartographer and, like, literally pushing him around in the shop. And you don't notice anything, like, weird about this at all. It's just exactly as Blades described it. So what are you going to do?
I will head inside.
Okay.
I'm all masked up and all that kind of
thing. Oh, yeah, you're all masked up.
That's obviously. Fine.
Blaze, are you there?
No. Why would I be? I'm at Hotman's establishing an alibi.
Good.
You're just very outgoing that night?
Yeah, I just talked to everybody. Like, isn't it great how we're talking at 7:23 p.m.?
Oh man, it's a great time, 8 o'clock in Hotman's.
You know what? I'll go see a mover, and I'll save my ticket.
Okay.
I feel like an alibi from people at Hotman's wouldn't go that far.
You should go to a different club.
Yeah.
So, you burst into the cartography shop. The three gangsters whirl around in a surprisingly, like, similar fashion to those of the triple threats that you tried to foil the first time, your first night.
Successfully foiled?
Foiled and then murdered.
I didn't murder anyone!
I don't know, that doesn't seem to be what the police think. But... They take one look at you and they're like, "Holy shit, it's the Foxfire!" And that's when you hear the sirens.
Police sirens?
Oh, yeah. Just cop cars everywhere. Running in. The photographers, they tipped off the police. Probably. You don't know, but it's pretty obvious.
You don't know about the photographers, so... Yeah.
But, the cops show up there, like, you can hear sirens outside. The three thugs are like, it was a fucking setup! And they just start to run.
I will also run.
Okay. So, did you take your, the Zaharmobile over
yeah.
here? Okay,
well,
so you've got your bike. Where is your bike stashed?
I'm assuming I was on it looking into the shop and like, oh god.
Okay, so the police are out front. They have pulled in. They are surrounding the shop, and your bike is like it's in a parking spot that is between, like, the police are between your bike and you. Like, because you parked on the opposite side of the street. So if you want to get to your bike, you're going to have to, like, get past the police, or you're going to have to get out of the shop somehow and, like, avoid them.
So stealth, somehow.
Among other possible things, yes.
What are these other possible things?
I don't know. You're going to have to figure that one out yourself.
Just run.
Stealthy speed?
So, how are you getting out of this place?
Alright. Fuck it, I'm just gonna book it.
You're gonna book it. You're gonna, like, straight up run out of the shop. Front door, back door, side door, any door. Is there a door? Do you want there
fastest
to be a door?
Fastest to my bike, which thankfully has easy access.
Straight through the cops.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, I have Cheez-It. I'll be fine.
I just want to make sure that's what you're going to do.
Famous last words.
Solo-esque. You just turn and run straight at them.
They'll never expect that.
Alright.
Mm-hmm.
Roll me your speed.
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 successes.
You are very lucky. They got 4.
I did put 8 energy into that.
The sirens, like, barely arrive at the shop before you just, like, go bolting out of it. And, of course, the three thugs that were under Blaze's employ, they just run right out and are immediately lashed by, like, an entire pack of metal-bending cops. Like, they're tied up in the streets, they're bound, they're practically being gagged at this point, and you run right past the police and hop right on your bike.
And drive
and
away.
Just fucking book it.
I keep the guys that are being bound up just sort of like a little, like, wave salute as I go away.
Just the they're looking at you, there's like, you're not sure if it's surprise, rage, confusion, everything else, but
maybe they'll think I was with the cops.
Whatever the hell this was, it was an obvious trap. And the police are about to go after you? When suddenly another figure bursts out of the shop. How far away from the are you going to look at this person, or are you going to not
look
at this person?
I'm
going to
be looking at the scene to
okay.
see what's going on.
Another figure, yeah, bursts out of the shop. This person is beefy. They are tall, they are muscular, they are masked, they are actually not wearing a cape, but, like, they're decked out in, like, kind of a big leather getup, basically everything you've ever wanted to be dressed up in. And the police are completely distracted by them, and take off after that person instead.
We may have been quintuple crossed. To be honest, I've lost track.
Yeah, I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Who's on what side?
Yeah, who's, you have been considered, like, you are not considered the threat right now, and you can get away completely clean.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll get away, go to a dark alley, take off my mask or whatever, you know, and then drive back home.
All right. How long does it take you to get to this area? I just wonder, like, how much time are you spending driving around trying to get away from the cops?
Maybe, like, half hour, okay. Hour, I don't know.
All right, never mind then. Just making sure. So yeah, you manage to take your mask off, you ride through the streets, get home without very much incident at all. Although that's kind of surprising, because your Sato cycle is not a model that a lot of people would notice, is it?
What was that?
Like, it's not a well-known model of Sato cycle, is it?
No, it's one
it's
that
custom.
I've...
Yeah, you built it yourself. How different would you say that it looks from, like, most other Sato cycles that people see? Would you imagine somebody would be able to pick this thing out in a lineup?
I don't make it obvious.
Yeah, but it's still unique. You might want to get a stock thing to ride around in town.
Yeah.
Bruce Wayne doesn't go tooling around in the Batmobile.
That's what I'm getting at here.
He's not buying groceries in that thing.
I don't buy groceries in a motorcycle.
Well, Bruce Wayne doesn't buy groceries.
Yeah.
That's true. He sends Alfred out in the Batmobile.
So, yeah.
Now I'm just imagining Alfred just trying to, like, make the windows go down and instead just wraps, like, caltrops or something.
So yeah, that entire hot mess happened. What are you going to do afterwards?
I am going to call Blaze.
I'm with the movers.
Mongo picks up. Botman's.
Mongo?
Oh, hello, Ms. Zaha.
Mm-hmm. I need to speak with Blaze.
Mr. Blaze is out right now. He went to a mover.
When will he be back?
Let me see. 30 days has September. April. Noon. And
can I wait in his office?
You're gonna have to make an appointment.
I am making an appointment with you for him. Fine, sure. I'll just go to his apartment.
He'll probably be... Oh. Well, okay. I was gonna say he should be back maybe in, 53 minutes.
I'll see you soon.
I'll let him know you're coming.
I'm sure he'll see me before you.
He hangs up. Blaze. You run into Zahar.
I'll get Hotman's, probably. Yeah.
Mongo has scrawled on your calendar a hastily drawn appointment with Zahar happening right now.
I make it into the building before... I'm walking back and springing my step. I'm sure everything went great.
Would I be waiting outside of Hotman's?
Wait outside, inside. You wait in his fucking office. I don't care.
Yeah, wait in his office.
It's a horror place. Yeah, he's just sitting.
Just sit at his desk, arm crossed.
I stroll inside, springing my step.
Zahar is in your office. She looks a little pissed.
Did you enjoy your mover?
You know, I did. Thank you.
So what the fuck was that?
Marketing?
The police? The other person wearing a mask?
Wait, how now?
So I go to the place.
Uh-huh.
Because I see...
So far, so good.
Three of your idiots roughing the shop owner up.
How are they doing, by the way?
They're with the police.
Yeah, well, omelet making.
Because as soon as I got into the building, the police were there.
Okie dokie.
So I ran straight through them. And they got your guys, who are also, I guess, trying my plan of run straight through them.
Serpentine, always.
And as I was leaving, this big muscly guy wearing a mask comes out of the shop, and the police chase him. Mm-hmm. So how is that marketing?
Let me run you down the course of events how I envisioned them. I sent three children, basically pre-first strike, in to rough up a guy, whilst my strategically placed photographers stand by waiting for you
to... Photographers.
To rough them up. Photographers take pictures of you sending those guys running.
I don't think there were any pictures.
Like I told you, this is... We're comparing and contrasting here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we have a bunch of pictures of you beating up Agni Kai men, sending them running off, and then we make a flip book. So, it sounds like that didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
And you might want to go see a mover while I murder a pair of photographers.
Okay. What's good?
The Fall of the Phoenix King. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
A little Earth King to me, you know. Little arty, but it's a very long alibi.
Okay.
So, please.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Whose territory are the Flash Brothers in?
They are... I don't know, let me see. Definitely not Agni Kai, I'm just gonna...
Foxfire.
Odds and evens.
Yes, Foxfire territory.
Triple threats.
Cool.
Make sure to throw water on them after, so it looks like a water nation did it. Or make it seem like they did it and throw some rocks on it, too.
Triple threats.
Yes. Throw some water, use your lightning, and, like, throw some rocks on it.
What are you doing?
Mongo, some people just screwed us over and caused three of our men to go to jail. We're going to go tell them what we think of that.
Oh. Mongo is delighted. And he cracks his knuckles ominously. So. Smash cut to the Flash Brothers.
I'll tell Mongo to wait outside. Only come in if I scream for him, because there's probably going to be others screaming.
Yes, Mr. Blease. So you head inside. The Flash Brothers are incredibly excited.
Gentlemen!
Did you see? Oh, man! Oh, man! Oh, we're going to be... They hand you so many photographs.
All right, I'll look through them.
It's of Zahar.
Okay. In her Foxfire getup?
Oh, yeah, in the Foxfire getup. They caught her, like, chasing the... They got a brilliant shot of her chasing the criminals out of the shop. You know, and right into the hands of the police. Like, maybe it's a crazy-ass propaganda shot or something like that, but it looks like they definitely did their job and did it well, but as you're looking through the photos, you see other things as well. The police apparently were there, like, waiting for it. And then you get a much better look at this figure that jumped out of the second story of the building.
Okay.
Which Sahard apparently didn't quite notice. But they have a very clear shot of the person jumping out of the second story of the building and then luring the police away. Like, and now that you actually get a look at it, like, they jumped out of the second story window. The police, you see a lot of shots of the police, like, just getting in their vans and chasing after them, and amazingly, you see this person just, you're getting shots, like, 10 feet in the air, leaping.
Hmm.
They did their job, and they did it well.
What's this weird clutter in this shot? You know, it looks like a bunch of police cars. Oh, and there's some cops, too. What are those doing there?
I have no idea, man. Huh. Wow. Roll me an insight.
Passive?
Oh, yeah.
I just purchased that. 4 successes.
They are telling the truth. They have no fucking clue how the cops got there.
Okay. I can work with this. How many copies of these do you have?
Well, these are the only ones right now. We just took them. I mean, we barely got them developed.
And you understand these are shots that I paid for.
Uh-huh. Well, you paid us to take them. You haven't paid to take them out yet. But... you know. Yeah. I mean, they're all yours once you give us the rest of the payment. You know, business is business. Do whatever you want with them. These are great.
Do whatever I want with them.
Oh, yeah.
You ever have a moment in life where you don't know what you want?
Maybe this morning at breakfast.
Who did you tell about this job?
What?
Who?
Nobody. Well, you told us not to ask questions. We just were there. We took pictures, and here you are. You can take them.
Okay, gentlemen. Here's the rest of your money.
Well, wait, don't you want us to make any copies of them? You want to? Yeah, we can make wallet sizes.
Wallet sizes? No, I'll take the originals, and then I can have whatever copies I need later.
Okay, we do copying services too.
I will keep that in mind.
Yeah. The taller of the two reaches out, shakes your hand vigorously. He's ecstatic that they got a job like this.
You just put Flash Brothers on the map.
Only if I ever release these photographs.
They think that's what you're going to do. They have no idea.
Oh, and if I have any more work like this in the future?
You can count on us!
Excellent. I've become a bit of a vigilante buff lately.
Is that what these guys are? We thought this was a... We thought you were doing shooting for a mover.
Perhaps later.
Okay, man. Yo, anytime you want these things taken care of... Wow! Wow, what a... Man! Huh. The shorter of the two is... just kind of like he's bouncing in his heels. He looks like he's still high on adrenaline at this point. This may in fact be the first job they've ever had as the Flash Brothers.
If it hasn't, it's been the most exciting, obviously.
Yes. They're ecstatic about this.
Make me some more copies.
Hmm?
Make me some more copies right now. I want two more copies of all of these.
Okay, I mean, it's going to take some time.
How much time?
I don't know. Well, you know, you can see, like, we're developing them here, and I mean, you can kind of, and he starts pointing out little imperfections and stuff in the photos. Like, it's very obviously a hastily done job. If they had more time, they can make better quality photos. You know, they've got the originals. We might need maybe a day or two, but...
Fine. Do it. Get it done.
Sure. I mean, it's going to cost you. I hope money's not a problem.
You have to spend money to not get your home burnt down. It's a saying. I'm hoping it catches on.
Was no one you, Seg.
What? I didn't hear you.
One you, Seg.
One time you, Seg. So yeah, that just happened.
Surprisingly unmurdered.
I step outside to Mongo. We have a goddamn badger mole in our organization. I need to know everyone who knew about that job.
Mr. Blaze, it was kind of obviously everybody. I mean, you didn't make any attempt to disguise it at all.
That was the point, Mongo. That was the point.
Sorry, Mr. Blaze, but maybe it's because I'm not as smart as you, but I'm really not sure what you're trying to say here.
What I'm trying to say... We need a name for it. Someone exploded into the pictures I wanted. We got photobombed.
He just jumped right in?
I mean, I know those three guys. They were telling everyone in Hotman's about how they were going to pull the job.
Really? They were bragging about that? That's just sad, really.
Well, they're really new. I think. I don't even know if I've seen them around Hotman's before. They're certainly not from your... They're not from your territory, are they? Oh, yeah, I guess they're a couple of your guys. I mean, cartography shop is in your territory. Why'd you organize that job anyway? And why'd you want people to take pictures of it?
Because it was a trap for a pair of vigilantes. Apparently a pair. I was expecting a single. And we were going to take pictures so we could identify the vigilantes to hunt them down later and continue our smooth operations.
Well, God moves in mysterious ways, Mr. Blaze.
You and your religious nonsense. Gods. Well, let's go. We're not burning down a shop today. We'll have to burn down a badger mole later.
He acquiesces. Is Mongo your driver? I guess he would be your driver, yeah. Probably a surprisingly pleasant driver, despite his massive size and hands. Oh, no, wait, no, that's right, Blaze loves to drive!
He's just terrible at it. I'm between cars right now.
So Mongo's driving with his car.
Something happened to my last one. Not worth talking about.
Do you even bring them to Zahar anymore?
Pretty much the only thing keeping her in business. Nah, she's probably got a lot of jobs. Speaking of jobs, Sekfa!
Yes?
Oh.
What has the paper been saying about all that stuff?
So you've been copying down stories. Yes. Stories about somebody that the police are calling the Midnight Monk.
Huh.
They're... So...
Blaze has not been reading the newspaper, except for the ones that are about himself, because he likes that. But you have been reading stories about apparently somebody being inspired by all the criminal activity that's been happening lately.
Huh.
Being described as a, well, tall, muscular, heroic type who is showing up at the scenes of crimes, beating up the criminals, and with seemingly superhuman strength, and then just running away. Like, they show up, I mean, there's a couple of things that are always very common in the story. It's a masked man, he's big and beefy, he's, you know, he shows up and the criminals are always severely beaten and tied up, and then, like, everybody wonders, like, how does he get away from the cops? Apparently he can jump incredibly high. Leaps over fences, leaps tall buildings, wherever the hell is happening, this guy can sky.
Like, how badly beaten are the people?
I mean, they're usually unconscious. Korra style.
Okay.
Their parachutes deployed.
Yeah. They're never dead. Nobody's getting killed.
It was no shock gauntlet over the gas of a motorboat.
Yeah. No murder-suicides happening here. They're always severely beaten, unconscious, you know, covered in bruises, a couple of broken bones. It's a real Batman kind of thing. Like, they're obviously heavily injured, but there's no, like, killing involved or anything like that. There is just...
Huh.
They're there, and they kick the crap out of the criminals.
Okay.
And the police are very angry about this, because it's bad enough that there's one, like, there's one set of, like, new criminals that are coming out, and now there's somebody who thinks that they have to take the law into their own hands and beat the crap out of everybody.
Well, cops are incompetent, so.
Yeah, very obviously. You've noticed a few statements as well from, Inspector Tante.
Mm-hmm.
It's the usual kind of PR stuff, but apparently he's on this case as well.
The Midnight Monk case?
Mm-hmm. The Midnight Monk case. They're trying to hunt him. It's a manhunt.
Okay.
Trying to hunt him down. And trying to find him, trying to stop him from severely beating the crap out of criminals, although you're hearing rumors around Air Temple Island that the guy might be an airbender because of the way he leaps.
Hmm.
And this, of course, has Tenzin in a massive tizzy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Now, not only are there airbenders getting kidnapped, but there's airbenders who are going out and fighting crime.
Okay.
And, you, pretty much learn, get up to speed on everything that's been happening in the newspapers for the past, week or so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Does this make you nervous at all?
Yes.
What makes you nervous about it?
Well, apparently I'm supposed to be hostage.
Mm-hmm.
Except, can't really... I'm not. And I can't really, you know... And I like Tezzen, too. And, And kind of feeling mixed about the Midnight Monk, because I think it's kind of cool that he's, you know, going out and stopping bad guys. Not so cool that he's beating up people so severely.
Mm. Well, you know, sometimes it's the only way people are going to learn.
Mm.
So what are you going to do about this?
Am I going to do anything? I don't think I'd stray too far from my usual schedule, I guess. I might ask the spirits when I'm on a play date if they know anything about the Midnight Monk.
Okay. So, it's funny that you do that, because I'm looking through my notes here.
When do you go on playdates anyway with the spirits? Can you? No, I'm actually legit curious about this.
I really love the phrase playdate with the spirits.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, but I kind of want to know more about this. Are you referencing how you said you would go and hang out with like the ones that were in Fu Huan's mansion and stuff like that, or is it? Oh, okay.
Oh no, and the other tree snakes and stuff, and bring one with her too, and we could play because I promised we would play and explore together.
All right, so you've been hanging, chilling out in the spirit world.
What was that?
Was that Georgie?
Oh, except for the poopy pants ones that are like, oh no, we're supposed to just jump out when, you know, the guy says so, right?
Well, it's funny you say that because...
converted.
Yeah, Fu Huan is like, it's not there anymore. He's just, so his mansion's fallen into disarray. It's just, they're all playing with Sekhva now.
And, like, occasional excursions through the spirit portal to see the star world a bit.
Okay. That's neat. It's kind of cool that you just have, like, yeah, I guess with rank, and not necessarily with rank comes privilege, but, like, you surely tends and understands that having a connection to such that you have, you should be permitted to basically go into the spirit world as you please.
Well, even then, I'll just fly above the guards.
Right. But, see, it's interesting.
He taught her that loophole.
Yeah. It's interesting that you say that you're going on play dates with the spirits, because at one point, let's back up a second. So you said you were going to ask them about the Midnight Monk. Why are you going to ask the spirits about the Midnight Monk?
I don't know, just topical thing. I talk to them about stuff. Well, see how they're doing, tell them about things I'm learning, you know.
You know what? Make me a make me an attune to the spirits check, open ended.
Okay. Hang on.
Hi, Kitty. Paul.
I'll put 7 in there. Okay. And I get 3 successes.
So, the spirits don't know anything about the Midnight Monk. But you remember that iguana spirit that you healed before?
The one that was TikTok-y?
Yeah.
Yeah.
More of those have been popping up.
Oh, hello.
What? No, not the iguana spirit, like, spirits in that condition.
Oh, okay.
Like, you're hearing from your spirit friends about, like, there are spirits that are getting incredibly sick.
Okay.
Or it seems like they're sick, anyway.
Well, I would be asking for them to take me to them and trying to heal them and stuff.
Yeah. Is that influence spirits again?
It would be. That's what you had me use last time.
Yeah, that is what I had you use last time. Just curious. Yeah, so, the moment you start hearing about these things, like, it's funny. Are you physically in the spirit world, or are you astrally projecting?
On playdates? No, I physically go.
Okay. So.
I mean, sometimes we're in the spirit wild, and then sometimes in the spirit portal, but, you know.
So they can only take you to these injured... The spirits that you hang out with can only really take you to these spirits when you're actually inside of the spirit portal.
Oh.
And, you know, geography doesn't really make any sense in the spirit world, so it's pretty easy for them to will themselves capable of finding them. But, you can heal, you think, these spirits with relatively no trouble, but there's something that is, like, common between all of them. And it is that every time you meet them, they're always in some sort of, like, distorted mirror image of some place in the real world.
Okay, do I recognize these places?
What would it be for recognizing these geographic locations? I guess
it would be like a streetwise?
Yeah, there is a street smart thing.
Yeah. Roll me a street smart.
Okay, I'm literally not smart trained in that.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not trained in it, but
You can still do it.
Okay. Is there an obstacle rating?
I'm going to say heal the spirit first.
Okay, well.
It's going to be opt to influence spirits.
We'll spend a moxie to get access to that. Two down. And what was that?
Opt two.
Opt two.
Mm-hmm.
And I currently have 7 energy, so I might as well use all that. I have 2 successes, so that works.
Okay. The streetwise roll is going to be ob 1. Because as you heal them, the image of where they are physically in the world comes into a slightly sharper focus. You think that if you were to walk around in that area, you might be able to find some place that you've seen before and get an idea of where you're supposed to be.
Okay, let's see. So I'll put 7 in that, and I got 1 success, so...
Okay. So this particular one, who is... Like a, I'm envisioning it as kind of a bat, but with a bird face.
Okay.
Which is kind of weird. Like, it was sort of twitching
around. Like, prey bird or, like, songbird
bird? Passerine bird.
Hmm?
Passerine bird.
A what?
Not bird of prey bird.
Okay.
Songbird. Not all passerine birds are song. God damn it!
I don't know. I don't know, like, the
category.
I'm
sorry, not a bird of prey.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of these spirits seem to just be, like, benign. Like, they're not dangerous, is the thing. They're just benign little creatures that resemble things in the real. Like, what's really common about all of them is that they've been harmless. They're small. It's almost like they're being specifically targeted for how utterly inconsequential they are. None of these spirits you've gone after have been like, you know, giant turtle lion. Well, actually, not the lion turtle. That's a very bad thing to say, but...
Yeah, nothing big.
Yeah, like nothing big, nothing mean. Just maybe loud little creatures in the case of the iguana, but...
Huh. So basically they're going after the butterflies and puppies of the spirit world.
Oh, yeah.
Not even puppies.
Dick!
Well, it's just because they're small, they're weak. And you know exactly where this one might physically be.
Okay.
And it is... oddly enough, in the same alleyway where the iguana spirit was trapped for the first time. By Zahara's house.
Oh. Okay. I will ask it to stay where it is, and I'll go find it in the material world.
Okay. So this time...
Oh, and I'm guessing none of the spirits have been, you know, able to speak and just have done the, you know, miming, nodding communication.
Right. Very specifically, and this is another thing that's like, I'm actually glad that you pointed that out, because it is another thing that's worth noticing about them, is that all of them have been spirits that cannot easily communicate with people. It almost seems like they're being targeted.
Fuck those spirits.
Yeah, fuck those completely inoffensive, cute spirits.
They're assholes.
When you head to this location, you don't notice the same kind of feedback that was occurring the first time that one of these creatures was kidnapped, or not kidnapped, captured. Yeah. I don't know if you remember this at all. Sekfa wouldn't remember this, but to the players, So the entire reason why Zahara was able to notice this kind of thing happening was because...
Oh, wait, the radio thing.
The radios were going haywire. This isn't happening this time. You don't hear any feedback from anything or anything like that. Instead, the spirit, or when you get to the place where you thought it was going to be, is gone. It moved. Or you think it moved. Or something moved it. You don't know. But there is something on the wall. Mm-hmm. And I would like you to roll me a notice.
Sure. Any obstacle?
Open-ended.
Too bad I'm tired from all the healing and stuff. So let's see. Use all three. I have one success.
It is emblazoned on the side of the wall where about you think the creature that was there. Like, I guess, what am I trying to say here? In its relative location? Like, in place of where the creature would be?
Where I saw it in the spirit world, except in the real world.
It's a symbol.
Uh-huh.
It appears to be kind of a hexagon-shaped gem in the eye of what seems to be very crudely drawn, because it's graffiti, hoofed beast.
Do I recognize this beast?
I don't know. Do you have any kind of lore that might be able to do that?
I have animal handling.
No, it's more, what
mythical kind of thing.
Yeah, what did we use when Sekhva was trying to figure shit out about mythos?
Ancient lore? I do have that.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Any obstacle rating?
Two, but you'll find something out if you get one.
I'll yeah, I got a ton of energy back, so rolling six, I got three!
So the first thing that you notice is that this isn't the first time you've seen this symbol.
Oh?
It was embroidered on an armband that Takani was wearing.
Oh, okay. It's coming back to me now.
And you know that, as these things tend to be, it is a symbol of an ancient league of warriors, which is kind of cool. There were actually four of them, and they were devoted to each of the four elements. They're called the Order of the Four Winds.
Hmm.
It's kind of weird that they would call them the Order of the Four Winds, because they were devoted to the, you know, the
various
elements, so it wasn't just air. But the idea behind it was supposed to be that they associated the four elements with the different directions of the winds. The north wind, the south wind, the east wind, the west wind. And rather than, you know, like, the whole idea was supposed to be that these were spirits. That they worshipped spirits that were tied to the four elements. But they weren't, like, what... I mean, I know the lion turtle gave firebending, but what else... the other spirits that gave bending to humans, like, these creatures...
They were all lion turtles.
They're all lion
turtles that gave it, but they've learned how to control bending from, like, the moon or dragons or...
Yeah, so dragons, badger moles, the moon, air bisons, not even sort of related to these things. The idea was supposed to be that this particular clan believed that evil spirits were... not evil spirits. I say evil spirits, but really they were just spirits that were meant to give unbridled power, like total control over the element itself, like beyond anything even bending could accomplish if you could tame them. And of course you could tame them through a wide variety of, you know, rituals and ceremonies and other crazy religious horseshit like that that you know is, or you think, is not necessarily true. But it's interesting because that rod that was trying to be stolen in the previous session was one of the rods that was used, like, because it was passed down for years and years and years, it was believed to be one of those, one of the artifacts that could be used for that purpose. So it seems as though this is all kind of tied together.
Was the priest who was known for using that thing known to be, I guess, part of this belief?
And that's the weird part. No. The rod came to him after that.
It's called the Rod of Alakatoon, but it's got a long history predating that. It's just that he was the most famous and recent user of it. I mean, Alakatoon only died like about maybe 150 years ago. But you do know that guy, yeah. He was, you know, he was attuned to spirits in the way that was very similar to you. It was kind of funny. He was like a little echo of you. Or you're a little echo of him. They say he could astrally project. He could put himself into the spirit world at will. I don't know if he went on play dates with spirits. I'm sorry. But... yeah. So you find out a lot of really interesting things just from looking at that one symbol. You also find out that it was emblazoned to the dude that beat the fuck out of Zahar.
Do I notice anything else in the alleyway?
Give me an attune to the spirits, obstacle 3.
Okay. Hang on. I think I got charged back up, so... Obstacle 3, you said? Sure, I'll put everything in. I do have 3!
Maybe it's just an echo. Maybe it's just a feeling. Something weird ticking in your head. But that same feeling that you got when you saw the creature that was enthralled, it's almost like it's remaining here. It's not as strong. It's not as present, but you can almost tell that, like, the spiritual mumbo-jumbo in the air has been disrupted in a similar fashion.
So, like, if I were to kind of walk around or go above, it's fuzzy over here?
Yeah, like, you could say, okay, this area's been and it's very, very close to where the spirit used to be as well. Like,
it seems as if it's centered around the symbol.
Yeah, but it's fading. I mean, you can feel it getting weaker and weaker by the minute. And actually, the more you look around for it, the more it fades until it's eventually gone. It's just an echo. And you're beginning to think that Tenzin's order for a whole bunch of radios might not help them.
Might not help them?
Yeah.
Wait. I'm confused by that statement.
You don't remember him ordering a bunch of radios?
Wanted to attract spirits, and that seemed to be the case.
Yeah. We can barely hear you, sweetie.
Yeah, you're a little soft.
Okay.
So, there's that.
Do I think radios would be detrimental, then?
No. I mean, you don't really know very much about how radios work, unfortunately, but... whatever it is, this strange frequency, this strange feeling, it's not coming from any of the radios that are, like, in the shops that are around the area, you know.
Okay. Well, if I see any spirits on the way over to Zahar's workshop, I'm going to ask them to be careful of this area.
Yeah, it's right down the street, and no, you don't see anybody.
No, I know, but... probably going to be, like, telling all the little guys to be careful as I'm out and about. But yeah, heading to Zahar's place.
Oh, I probably should have mentioned that Blarg... It occurred to me I don't know what time it is.
Let's see.
It probably wouldn't be the middle of the night if...
No.
No, it... Playdate probably was in the afternoon, early afternoon-ish.
Okay.
So... late afternoon now?
Oh yeah, is this the day after Zahar's little escapade?
I don't know when this is. You tell me when the playdate happened.
I would assume it would be the day after Zahar's little escapade, but it's occurred to me. We're jumping around a little bit in the timeline, but...
make it whatever would work best for plot.
Yeah, I think it would be most convenient if this happened afterwards.
I was planning on going to see Sekhfa immediately after I leave the photography place. So however you want to work that.
Oh.
Maybe she's just stagnant. Sekhfa, or not, Zahar is just coming back from her mover.
Well, then it would be the middle of the night, so...
oh, okay, whatever. I can see Sekhfa later. I'll stew for a while.
But anyway, so yeah, that occurs, and I guess you can meet up with Zahar.
Okay.
I will be working in my shop.
I will knock on the door, or ring, or whatever.
You can just open the door and the bells will ring.
Okay.
Jingle, we'll jingle. Jingle, jingle.
I'll look up. Hey.
So I found another spirit who was all weird and fuzzy in that same alleyway.
The same alleyway?
Mm-hmm. Didn't feel very good. And I found a weird symbol thing. Then I'll explain about the four winds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm not sure, but I think I saw that guy in the museum have that on him too.
Okay.
I don't know. It was very hard to pay attention, so I don't.
So there's something with that spot.
Or whoever put that there.
Well, I mean, two spirits having the same kind of shit happen to them in the same spot.
Oh, I should mention, sorry.
Hmm?
This is the only one you've been able to identify, because you've been there before. You've been healing other spirits, but
yeah.
This was a repeat of...
The location that I was able to find.
Sorry, I should clarify that. Like, you've been running around here, but this is the first one that you actually managed to recognize.
Huh. Yeah, they've been getting all the little cute guys and getting hurt, and I don't like it.
Do you know how they're getting hurt?
No, they... I try to ask them. I mean, they do say, like, humans do it, but they don't really understand. Just, it happens.
Okay. So you don't know of any of the other spots?
No, and I guess I'll describe what I do remember of them to her.
Sure, Zahar, do you have streetwise?
I don't think I do. Unless I do, who knows?
I think it's your pro or you. Oh, okay. You can. Is it like sleight of hand or streetwise?
I can buy it, but I don't have it.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Or you can try anyways.
Yeah, I was gonna say
investigator.
But don't, you know what? Just roll it passively. Don't roll it fully. So I don't want you to have to put energy into this.
I got two.
Okay.
Yay.
You actually do notice these things. One of them is outside the movie theater that you went to, that you went to see The Fall of the Phoenix King in. Good movie. Long.
A little artsy.
Seemed to really like the blind one. And you, just a couple of spots around the city. Like, there doesn't seem to be any real connection between them. It's just that you could probably go to these areas if you wanted to.
Okay.
Like, you know exactly where they are, but there's nothing, like, connecting them. There's no pattern. They're not they're not in, like, a pentagram shape or something crazy like that.
They're not clustered or anything?
No. No, they're seemingly random spots around the city. It's just that this one happened to be used twice.
Okay. You want to check out any of those spots?
Yeah. Kind of wonder if they have that symbol there, too.
Okay. So we will check out some of the other spots.
Okay. Anywhere in particular you want to go first?
We'll go to the movers one, because that's the one I remember.
Okay. Sounds good.
I'll be flying Moomoo, by the way.
What was that?
I'll be flying Moomoo over there, by the way.
I'll probably ride with you then.
Okay, I was going to say, are you... I was about to very specifically ask, are you riding the Zahar Mobile? But it seems not, so. So, you get to the movie theater, it's in an alleyway. Oddly reminiscent of Crime Alley.
I was just going to make a Batman's Parents reference.
I
Do I see a little kid sobbing over his dead parents?
Yeah, you wish. No.
Push him out of the way.
Just hang on, kid. Him. Official vigilante business. No, that happened in the Flashpoint future. Mm. Batman and Bruce Wayne and his mom were the ones who got shot, and so Thomas Wayne became Batman. That was neat. Huh. Yeah. But, so it's not hard to find. The symbol is there. Whoever the hell is doing this, they obviously want to be found.
Okay.
In fact, it's really creepy, the fact that they are leaving their mark here.
Mm.
There's not really a ton of other evidence of grisly crimes. Although, I want each of you to roll something different. Zahar, roll me a notice, obstacle 2, and Sekhthaw, roll me an attune to the spirits, obstacle 3.
Is this going to be passive, or are we dumping active energy?
I'm kind of tired. So 4 dice. I only have 1 success, so...
You don't notice anything.
I got 1.
You don't notice anything.
No.
Hmm. But yeah, you investigate around the area. The symbol's there. There's no spirit.
Please.
That's why I've been having you roll all these fucking notice checks.
I have crazy good street smart, too.
God!
Hey, I figured it out!
Turns out I'm the only one equipped for investigation.
I kind of want to moxie up and roll, like, notice instead. Can I do that?
You can just... You don't actually have to roll a... No, well...
I think she needs to moxie up. I mean,
you...
No energy.
Oh,
yeah, I failed.
Yeah.
I just failed. But, because you had me roll for a tune to spirit, so I don't think it's unreasonable for me to try something else.
Yeah,
you know
your
what?
Obstacle
like,
for... What?
Maybe we should stop by Hotman's or Blaze's apartment and see if he's around.
Why?
He has some skills that I don't.
Well, kind of want to keep looking.
Well, we'll take him with us. Hmm. Like, we'll grab him. And we'll continue looking, but with another set of eyes.
Okay. So we'll do that.
We'll head to Hotman's first, I guess.
Okay.
Unless Segpa fights me in.
No.
Mm-mm.
No, I don't think that's gonna happen. I'm just waiting for the clock to tick.
Yeah, that's what she was concerned about. Just taking time away.
That's cool. Nobody cares about Sekhthaw's schedule.
Mm.
No, who the fuck cares about
Sekhthaw? No, I'm literally waiting for the clock to tick as you're walking out of the alleyway and explosion goes off.
Oh.
8:35 p.m.
Well, you're 3 hours early.
No, whenever I do timed events. Kaboom! Kaboom as fuck!
Okay.
Oddly similar!
Okay.
Something that happened before.
What do I notice? I am going to moxie up, actually, to get my energy back.
Doesn't get
but
your
you
heart
are,
racing
you guys
like
are
an
around,
explosion.
Yeah, you guys are around the corner from the from the alleyway when suddenly you hear the explosion. Like, it just, boom, goes off.
And at this point, Zahar definitely has tinnitus.
What?
What?
Do I see anything right off the bat?
Oh, you do.
Okay.
Garbage, crap, rubble strewn about everywhere.
Okay, so nothing more than that? Because I would like to then take this, like, jump up in my wingsuit and see what I can see from above.
Okay. Op 1, notice.
I'll put 5 in there. I have 4 successes.
You see someone running away.
I'm giving chase.
Oh, you are.
I see her running after
something.
Well,
I'm flying after.
Yeah.
flying after someone, and I will follow.
Oh, I'd also like to blow my whistle so Mumu's following too.
Mm-hmm. You also, what do you call it? You noticed pretty well, alongside, like, kind of in the opposite direction of wherever that person was going, is another spirit.
Oh?
Yeah. Okay. You, what do you call it? Like, it's... Actually, this one doesn't look like any kind of animal. You ever seen a tribble?
The from Star Trek?
Yeah, this is the ones from Star Trek.
The fuzzballs?
Yeah, the little fuzzballs from Star Trek.
Okay.
Literally that.
Okay.
Just kind of like scurrying along the ground, peeping, like...
In fact, at first you think it's just a toupee.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can either go after the spirit, or you can go after the person running away.
Like, does the spirit seem hurt, or is it just present?
Yeah, you're good enough. It looks surprisingly similar to all of the other, like, you know, you're pretty familiar with the disruptions that are happening right now.
Okay.
It looks similar, but it's not, it's like the process was halfway done, and it's, like, it's half, it's kind of like half there, half fuzzy.
Oh, okay.
It's like whatever is happening, like, they were trying to do it, and they just kind of overdid it, and then got stopped midway by the explosion.
Okay, so I'm going to tell Mumue to follow that whoever's running, and then I'm going to go for the spirit myself.
Okay. What's Mumue's speed?
Hang on.
This is actually important, too.
No, I know. Flight 2, flying target number 7. So, I guess I would use her energy to roll flying?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Or whatever you think would be conducive to a speed test.
Yeah,
I think that would be that.
Yeah, her movement mode is flight.
So using 5 energy for that.
If you don't have something, is it target number is 8?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, okay. She gets 1.
Alright, that's unfortunate. Zahar, what about you?
All right, so I'm doing a speed test.
You see two things happening. You see Sekfa going for something, and you see Mui Mui going for something else. What are you chasing?
I did yell to Mui Mui, so...
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll glance at Sekfa and then follow Mui Mui.
Okay, make a speed test, and you can get on your Sabbacycle if you want. Like,
I don't have it.
Oh, that's right, you didn't. Fuck! Ah.
I cheese it.
I was hoping to do a Morton's Fork.
Like,
nobody's engaging.
Like, I would have gone after the guy, but then there was a spirit, so...
Right. I got 3 successes.
Oh, good, you're faster than him.
It's a hard dozen.
And
hard
I'm now. Going to roll success replenish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got 2 successes. How about versus 6,
so
I guess?
Would Mumu have gotten a replenish on that, or...?
No, she wasn't fast enough. He had 2 successes, she only had 1.
Alright.
So... Oh, good. Well, he is full up again. You see... Around what time of day is it again? I forget.
I think it was late afternoon.
Late afternoon, okay. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah, you catch up to the dude. Like, getting closer to him, you can see he's wearing... What do you call it? He's wearing garb that is kind of similar to that of Takani. I don't know, except that whereas Takani had, like, the blue motif, this guy's got a black motif.
Mm-hmm.
And, you catch up to him. What, are you gonna give him, like, a running tackle?
Sure.
Alright. You catch up to him, let's see, are we gonna, he's gonna try and fight back, so I kinda wanna roll initiative.
Okay. I'll do that.
Although I just don't know how initiating combat by catching up to somebody would work. Like, Nick, if you have in excess of their successes, what happens?
Usually if it's a margin of 2 or more.
Okay, it was not. It was
okay,
just a margin.
Then, yeah, you catch up to them and you can take an action.
Alright, what is your first action that you're gonna do before combat begins proper?
So I have just caught up with him?
Just caught up with him?
You can see what he looks like. He's wearing a mask, because most mooks do so. Are you wearing your mask?
No.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, about town, you know, going around.
Yeah.
We're just waiting it up.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, shop owner.
Bruce Wayne in Arkham City.
But, I mean, it wouldn't be that weird for Zahar to be doing shit like this.
No, not at all. It wouldn't. She's a hero in the newspapers. People
You're like if Bruce Wayne was Dick Tracy.
Yeah, I'll try to, I guess, tackle him.
All right. What would a tackle be? Would that be an attack?
I don't know why I shut the attack, or would it be a throw?
I'd say dealer's choice, whatever she wants to
do.
All right, what do you want? Yeah, what would you want it to be?
I guess I wouldn't be trying to, I guess, throw him down. I guess more kind of hold him.
Okay, so we'll say that's a... I'll call that an attack, actually. If you just want to roll an attack. Like, if you want to get a preemptive strike on him.
Okay. So that is 2-3 successes.
Okay, and I'll roll his passive. I'm going to say he... probably be... what do you call it? Poise, so... only 2. Yeah. You give him a hard tackle and just shove him up against an alleyway wall. He smacks his head, like kind of staggers back, and roll initiative.
Okay. I have a question.
Yeah.
Would that count as a success and I get a replenishment roll after
that? It's outside of combat, so I'll say yes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm going to roll initiative anyways, just, you know, figure where the order is.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Oh,
all right. Oh, that was good. So I got 19.
I'm so sorry. You got a 20. Sekva, roll initiative.
I have 16 for initiative.
What about Moi Moi? Is she part of your...
She doesn't have the thing that lets her do her own stuff, so she's on my initiative.
Okay.
And my actions.
Okay. Alright. So, the mook, like, turns around, staggers backward, and immediately recognizes you.
As that lady from the newspaper?
Oh, yeah. He is scared shitless. Like, he takes a step back and is like, you're the one she was talking about.
Excuse me?
He just puts his dukes up.
Okay.
And let's see. For his first action, he is going to drop into an offensive stance. And then he is going to charge you and attempt to throw you down.
Okay. I am assuming I can try to dodge it with my poise. Passively.
I don't know. Can you dodge throws with poise? I guess so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like jump out of the way kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. All right. He's going to put 4 energy into this, so... 1 success.
I got 4.
Ah. He runs at, like, he just charges at you.
I just take a step to the right.
And takes, yeah, like, he very clearly, like, tries to go for, like, a double leg takedown, and then just sort of, like, loses his footing and stumbles past you as you get out of the way.
Yeah, I just take one little step, just lazily. No.
He turns around, and... what do you call it? Like, the moment he loses his footing, he plants his hand on the ground and then tries to sweep out from underneath you in an attack.
Okay.
That is... 1 success.
I got 3.
Okay. It glides underneath you as you just kind of jump out of the way, and then he ends his turn.
All right.
And is fucked.
Well, I don't... I'm assuming I don't have my shock gauntlets on me.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I would assume, like, I did not imagine getting into a fight, so I would not bring them.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's fair. All right, so yeah, if you don't have your shock gauntlets with you, then I guess we're going to see what happens.
I'll just punch him in the face.
All right.
Soma it up.
Cool.
I watched her punch people in the face.
Yeah, I can dig it.
So that is... I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I think 6s are successes for when you have times 2, right?
He has 1 defense. What'd you get?
I got 5.
Oh, shit. Holy shit. Like, just...
You might want to take smaller swings.
I got 2 10s, an 8, and 2 6s.
Holy shit. What do you use for your attack stat again? Is it Prowler?
It's Prowler, and I have times 2 Prowler.
Oh, nice. Nice. I'm digging it. Yeah, he's down, he comes out of the backswing of his sweep, and you just, like, crush your foot down onto him and knock him to the floor. He, like, staggers to his feet.
Do I break his nose with my fist?
No, not yet. You didn't deal enough damage, but you hit him pretty fucking square. Like, he's dizzy. Sedgwick.
Wait, I still have energy. I can try that again.
Yeah, go for it.
Because I don't have shock gauntlets.
Said you were gonna...
Yeah, I mean, when you completely outclass someone, a couple little swings is better than one big one, because you're not dealing...
Oh, this one was less good. It was just 3.
3 successes?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's more than he can even get, so yeah. He stumbles backward and he starts murmuring something about shock gauntlets. And then you
what
just pop him in the
about?
Face again.
I'm not shock gauntlets, right? So I will roll my replenish.
Okay, go for it, yeah. You pop him in the face again, he staggers back, he's like, maybe you were the waterbender.
Pop! Don't want to hear that. Okay, so I guess Segfa's turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Mumbai was out of energy from trying to chase, so she's mm-hmm. going to take this round to recover.
Okay.
And Segfa proper is elsewhere, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Top of the initiative round. He's there, he's staggering.
Oh, actually, is this like happening in an alleyway or anything?
Yeah, it is. It's in a pretty tight spot.
Can I at least have Mumbai land on the other side of this guy from...
Yeah, you can probably try and block him from getting away.
There you go.
I'm going to say it's going to make his speed... If he tries to escape, it's going to make his speed test harder, but it probably will... Like, Mumbai is going to have a tough time actually moving around in here.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Well, right. She could always just smash some buildings.
she does...
That's true.
She
can.
Is able to do that. She has powerful 3.
So the guy is bobbing on his feet. He is really not looking good. Like you popped him pretty hard in the face twice.
Twice.
Like he's still breathing. He's kind of tired. Yeah. So instead, what he's going to do is he's going to slip into a defensive stance.
That's a thing he can do.
And then...
Oh yeah, he's been taking an extra hit every one of these. Good job.
What?
Offensive stance. He takes an extra damage every time he gets hit.
Yeah. So, So it's he's not gonna, yeah, he's slipping into a defensive stance. He is not looking good right now. Like, he puts his dukes, but at this point, like, he's just gonna try and take this round to recover as much as he can.
So he's basically just putting him up to kind of block, kind of.
Yeah, he's getting defensive. He doesn't want to have to. He doesn't want to have to withstand more of those shots.
Kind of turtle.
Yeah.
Just pow right in the kisser.
Roll me a notice.
Me?
Yeah.
Passively, I'm assuming.
Passive notice.
Could I have Mumu do that too?
No, Mumu wouldn't.
I got 1.
You think you've seen this before? You're not sure where.
Okay.
Like, his movements, yeah, his movements, his style of fighting, you're not familiar enough with it yet, but you've seen the way, like, he
he keeps his distance. He's aware of your, of like, your rough range, but that doesn't, like, you're just too fast for him is the problem.
I'm just too good.
Yeah. It's your turn.
All right. All right, in the kisser.
Okay.
Only one success.
Let's see, and defensive stance means it lowers the target number by one, right?
Yes, for his defense.
So that's, that means...
So he has to get one success.
All right. He does get one success, but how much energy did you put into it?
It was just three.
Okay, yeah. This time he's ready for you. You take a swing at him, and he just like, duh, he jerks his head backward, rears forward, and then continues staying in his stance.
All right, I'm going to just recover now.
Okay. Sekhva.
Okay, let's see, what can we do? Passengers,
Right now he's laying like he's on a heat blanket.
So how is this guy looking?
Alright, so he's very obviously injured, but, well, I mean, I don't know if Moimoi would know this, but he's very obviously been pretty heavily injured by Zahar's blows.
Mm-hmm.
He's bobbing and weaving, and it looks like he's still got some pep in him. Like, you can see the way he dodged that attack, like, he was very clearly still aware of his surroundings.
Okay. Well, I guess try to throw him, like, blow, like, maw at him and blow a bunch of air to knock him over.
Can air bisons do that?
They're airbenders.
Are they? I mean, that's like saying if a badger mole could, like, move Earth around.
They
can't. They're the original Earth and airbenders.
Oh, okay.
That's how they move all the tunnels in the secret tunnel episode.
That's how they badger.
Yeah.
And that's how they earthbend.
Okay, so then, yeah, I guess, all right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if this is going to work, because it's two energy and target number 9, but, you know.
Yeah, so you're going to try and throw him?
Yeah, I'm going to try and throw him.
Okay, sorry, I realized I'm supposed to be rolling 5 dice, and I've been rolling 4 instead.
Huh.
Whatever. Yeah, roll it.
I have a 10!
Okay, how many successes is that?
That's just the one.
Alright, you, this is it's kind of funny what happens, but, you, or rather, Moimoi, blows a blast at the dude, and he murmurs something about airbenders, and then actually uses the momentum from the blast to sail over Zahar's head and get behind her.
Okay.
So he can, like, if he wants to run away, now he can, what do you call it? He can try and run away from Zahar, but Moimoi is still blocking him off. It also did not hurt him.
Okay. So yeah, he mawed.
Maw! He just kind of blows it around, and nothing happens. You pull a Dilun. I'm sorry.
I mean, his hair might be a little tousled.
It was target number 9. So.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
dice.
Only two energies. So.
Like, getting a success is an achievement.
Hmm. Alright, so, what does your little app say about your chances there?
I'm not using it because animals aren't built in yet.
Oh. Get on that!
He needs to figure out how it would work first.
Yeah, there are massive subsystems that, like...
No.
Probably so
I'm actually...
Much...
I was
God,
looking
I don't think you have vehicles yet. No.
I was looking into it. I actually kind of... I do like some parts of the interface a lot, so I'm really glad that somebody's doing this for us.
Yeah. It works for me. The only thing I think that's lacking that I use, the wealth track and then profession.
Yeah. We don't really have a lot about professions yet, though. I mean, that's in our subsystem. Yeah. It's got to be explained. Anyway, top of the order. Are there any hindrances to attacks when you're in defensive stance? No, it's...
Yes.
Yeah. You, target number is raised, right?
Yes.
Yeah, by one?
Yes.
Alright, just making sure. So, he's gonna come out with two quick blows against Zahar. Like, he comes in, he gets there from behind, and he goes a quick one and then two. And the first one is one success, and the second one is three successes.
So the first one, I get two successes.
Okay.
And the second one, I got one success.
Okay. The first one, like, you kind of... It sails right past you, but he uses your movement in order to just get in and just pop you in the face. For
basically,
it was
like a distraction kind of thing.
Yeah, like the first one misses, the second one just no shadow kicks you with his fist.
Okay.
This guy is trained. Somebody has taught this person how to use martial arts. Quite well.
Do you have capture?
Huh?
Nope.
Oh, I'm just thinking his energy recovery is going to suck right now.
He is pretty badly hurt. He's got a fair amount of energy left. Like, I've been rolling really well, but obviously it's hindered by how much damage he's already taken.
My capture is knock them unconscious and then tie them up and throw them on Moi Moi.
That's
true.
That's
I suppose most
way.
Of the time you are dependent on the shot gauntlets to finish those fights.
Yeah. But, Sekhfa. Or, sorry, not Sekhfa, Zahar. It is your turn.
I will punch him.
Give me a notice.
Passive notice?
Mm-hmm.
I got two!
Definitely seen this before. He fights almost like a... What do you call it? The way that he's firing his blows at your head suggests that he is very specifically trained to knock people unconscious and catch them.
Okay.
Like, he's trying to soften you up and like, make you dizzy so he can get you. That was why he went for the grab first.
Okay. I get three successes on punching.
Okay. He gets only two successes.
So I punch him.
And you pop him in the face again. He rears backward.
And I'm gonna roll a replenishment.
Okay, and that's the end of your turn?
Yep.
Alright, Sekhfa.
I think Mui's gonna wait and be intimidating.
You could actually roll and intimidate if you want to do something.
I think she's trying
I'm trying to build up more energy.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's taking a breather.
If Sekhfa proper was there, this would work out better, but she's not, so...
Right.
Yeah, she sent her agent. In her stead.
Okay. So, let's see. This guy is actually going to shift into an offensive stance. And he's going to go for broke. He's going to attempt to capture you.
Okay.
Like, he's going to try for... He runs at you and tries to do that takedown again. You don't have to roll a thing. It's your how much energy you have left, right?
I have 8.
Oh.
That's not gonna go for him.
I mean, he rolled 3 successes, which was nice, but
great.
Yeah, he grabs you, tries to get in close, and like he's obviously trying to force your hands back. And you notice a symbol. Emblazoned on his shoulder. Same one you saw before. And when you throw him offward, he staggers backward again. And tries to recover. And has a bad day. I rolled the 10. But that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Alright, Zahar, it's your turn.
Just punch him again.
Okay, just gonna keep beating him down.
Yep, that's how I capture things.
He's gonna 2 for 1 sail on damage, so.
Yeah. I keep forgetting to shift out of offensive stance, whatever, doesn't matter.
So that is just 1.
Alright, he didn't even get any successes.
So I hit him still, sweet.
Yeah.
And I'll do it again, I have enough energy to do it again.
Okay.
That was 2 successes.
I mean, he didn't get a success, so yeah. You pop him twice, and he just drops to his knees. Like, he's bruised, he's wearing a mask, so you can't quite see how bloody he is, but... Yeah. He drops to his knees, and is like, yeah. Oh, you're as strong as she said, so... And then just falls unconscious.
Okay, I will replenish, and then tie him up.
Alright. Do you have any rope?
I will rip my clothes. To tie him up with my clothing.
Okay. Yeah, he is out cold. Like, he is just captured. He's helpless.
I will toss him on Moi Moi's back.
Alright, nice. Sekfa.
Yes.
How you doing?
Seeing how this little guy's doing.
He's okay. As a matter of fact, it seems like the more you've been tending to him, you didn't barely even need to do, like, I'm not making you roll anything, because you didn't even need to do anything. He, the spirit, like, it seems like whatever the hell is affecting these things, it has to be completed, because they can just be brought back from the brink if it's not. It's kind of like how, you know, when Korra was, like, influencing spirits and she failed at it, like, it seemed like it was working, and then all of a sudden the spirit just went back to being pissed off.
Oh, yeah, when she was trying to do it to the vines.
Like that, but the disruption instead. You know, the little thing is kind of cooing and being disgustingly cute and nuzzling up against you.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I'm going to try and, you know, ask the usual questions. Try and find out what happened.
Or whatever the hell sound triples make.
It's like a weird kind of... For some reason, I just imagine it kind of like...
That's what it is. It's like a...
Cats.
It's purring like a cat.
So Winston is looking at me weird.
I'm gonna also try the meditation to the spirit world, see if they can communicate better over there, kind of thing.
Alright. I mean, you astrally project, it's the same goddamn thing.
Oh, okay.
It rolls around on the ground.
Do I at least... Does it at least seem like it understands me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Spirits can understand you.
Okay, so...
You're good enough at being attuned to them right now that you could conceivably, like, you can get them to understand you, even if you can't quite, like, say the words right.
Ah.
They can understand your emotions, intent, vibe?
Hmm.
Well, what am I saying here? Chakra?
Feels.
Feels. They can understand your feels.
I would like to ask it to show me, like...
Where on the doll he touched you?
No. Like, where and what and who and whatever happened.
It purrs and runs around in circles. It's very excited.
Hmm?
Back in the real world, it fucking takes off.
Okay, I'll try and go back, I guess.
Yeah.
And fly after it, or glide after it.
It, runs right towards the heart.
Oh, okay.
I am tossing an unconscious man onto Moi Moi.
Like you do.
So, did it go through Zahar, at Zahar, what?
It went right, it walked around Zahar, because it's actually corporeal, since it wasn't fully disrupted. That's another thing that you notice is that, yeah, it's physical. Like, it's got a physical body. You can touch it in the same way you can touch things in the, yeah.
I bet it's so soft. It's like chinchilla soft.
Like, it leaps up, it's surprisingly good at jumping. It leaps up onto Moi Moi and then it just kind of like flops down on top of this, on top of this unconscious dude.
Huh. Okay. So he did it.
He sure did.
Did he use a thing to do something?
It keeps flopping up and down, like, excitedly.
Okay. Well, would you like to come with us while we try to figure this out?
It doesn't have a face, so you're...
Why don't we go back? I think after a couple questions, I could figure out what's yes and what's no. Yeah. At the very least.
It's like, yeah, yeah, yeah!
Okay.
I think the thing is, like, fucking nodding. It's super excited right now. It's the happiest
motherfucker. It's just jumping up and down instead of in a V-shape. No.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll pet him and...
You're gonna have a hard time with that. He is, like, scurrying all over you. This thing will not stop moving.
Okay, that's fine.
Shall we go back to my shop?
I think that would be a good idea.
Right. Okay.
Blaze, what are you up to?
Well...
It's late afternoon.
I was going to go see Zahar, entirely so I can go see Sekhfa, because I do not feel comfortable going to see Sekhfa by myself.
A man going to see a little girl?
Yeah.
Blaze is not a child person.
And Zahar is. No.
You head over to Zahar's workshop. Moi Moi is parked outside.
Well, that's good.
Seems like somebody's already done the. Yeah, it seems like somebody's already done your work for you.
I walk inside like I own the place.
Well, only partially.
You get inside, you see Zahar, Sekhfa, and an unconscious bound man.
I don't have him in my shop. I have him up in my apartment.
I thought you had him in your shop. Like, don't you live...
Like, my apartment's right above my shop.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, when I don't see you downstairs, I go upstairs.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to have an unconscious man right where the public can come...
No, but he's in your workshop, he's in your or not your workshop, he's in your kitchen. You get him tied to a chair.
It's Albert.
Come on in.
And you see Sekhfa, Zahar, and a man bound to a chair.
I'll be playing with the little fuzzball.
And a little fuzzball.
It's a little fuzzball.
Moi Moi is sleeping on the roof.
It's getting freaky in here.
And that's where we'll leave it off. I was just waiting for Blaze to deliver a one-liner.
I can be relied upon.
Yeah, I don't have a ton planned after this, but congratulations, everybody. You made it through the third session.
I get 2 experience for vehicles!
Cool. Yeah, let's see. Gosh, a lot happened, didn't it? We learned about a brand new vigilante who is going around beating the shit out of people.
I have plans. I have plans on plans.
Your plans have plans, right?
You got all the irons in the fire. All of the irons and all of the fires.
Yeah.
You're even making some fires to put irons in.
Sometimes when you need to put all your irons in the fire, you have to burn down everything you own. Just not enough fire for all the irons.
And not enough irons because it's all being used to build things. So, I believe I said our baseline of experience was 6? Question mark?
Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
I'll
say
6. You can change it all the time whenever, you know. Yeah. You're doling them out.
I am.
Much like that television show, we've established you're the boss.
But the show asks the question.
Right. Well,
I am the answer.
Yes.
I don't really like the television show at all.
Yeah, it's the sequel series. You're the boss.
Crony Danza is not involved? Because he was the boss in the previous one.
Yeah, he's busy with Fuller House.
Oh yeah, that's right!
Yeah, that's a thing they're actually making.
Oh my god!
What are they making?
Fuller House, a series to Full House.
You know how they brought back Boy Meets World?
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing. It's like revival of 90s sitcoms. The next in the wave. But yeah, alright, so y'all get 6 experience points. Justify your beliefs to me and let's talk about Moxie. Does anybody want to lobby for some Moxie?
Well, I was running around just, you know, healing all the things, and I had to lie to Tenzin.
You did have to lie to Tenzin. That was pretty damn good. It certainly also made things more interesting in the sense that now there is going to be a group of people who are hunting down Foxfire specifically.
Hmm.
So you may take your reward for that.
I continually be a dick to that detective.
You do! You do not like authority. And he's trying to help. He's very obviously trying to treat you with the respect that he thinks a hero of the city deserves.
And I treat him like garbage.
I've only become more beset by enemies because now there's some sort of superpowered vigilante that I'm not supporting.
I mean, you live and work in a world filled with people with superpowers.
Yeah, in fact, your superpower, like vigilante, does not actually have superpowers.
That's maybe the kicker. Is that...
yeah. I'm still operating on the theory he might be an airbender, because that makes sense to Blaze.
Maybe he's an earthbender who's just using the earth as a spring to jump.
Could be. Could be a whole bunch of different things. He could actually have springs in his feet and just not be a bender. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's got, like, some sort of piston shoes. I was thinking about that.
Maybe he has an invisible plane like Wonder Woman.
Right.
just go up and down.
All right, so Sekhfi, you've justified, now, let's, I'm sorry, I'm looking at, I have to look at your character sheet again. I'm so fucking bad at everything.
I don't know, I have a list from Burdens, which I just added to, so.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. So you've got, so... You played your burden pretty well, and it made things interesting, so take your reward for that. And what about your ideal?
Well, I did decide to protect the little fuzzballs.
That's true. That entire hot mess probably could have been resolved much faster if you had been there instead of Moimoi, so I'll give you the extra for that. You can take the experience point.
Oh, I popped it in the face a few good times.
You did. Zahar. Burden and ideal.
My burden was basically continuing to be a dick to the detective.
Oh, wow. It's certainly making that particular part of the plot really difficult.
Don't worry, I got your back on this one.
No, it's okay. I've already figured things out.
Well, me too, so...
Uh-oh.
I'm a player character. I don't give a fuck about your plans.
That's great. You're entirely allowed to force me to react to them. But yeah, okay, so you've got your burden. What about your ideal?
My ideal is equality, and I guess I'm trying to...
I don't think it's enough anymore for you to just be the vigilante. I want you to start coming up with specific instances that you've enforced it, so...
I don't know, maybe the fact that I didn't rely on my tech?
Okay. That's actually
that
a good
was
point,
more
yeah.
Interesting you that put it wasn't
like this thought. Guy was obviously a trained martial artist, and you fought on even footing with him. Like you've not only did you fight on even footing with him, you overcame him.
With no martial arts training.
Yeah, it was kind of like it was kind of like when Soma was like, "I don't need my bending to beat you," kind of thing. You know, you were like, "I don't need my tech to beat you," so I'll let you have that one. That's good.
You're not even worthy of my tech. No.
All right, now I gotta figure out who the hell this guy actually is.
And if he thinks I'm Soma?
Old man Wilson. I've been watching a lot of Scooby-Doo lately.
You really have.
No, when I say who the hell he is, like, I know who he is, but I wonder, like, I kind of want to give him a name and make him a character and, you know, love him and then be disappointed as Blaze.
And then Blaze will just kill him. And then Blaze will just, you know, shoot him with lightning and kill him.
Yeah, I got plans.
Yeah, plans. Blaze.
Is the plan to shoot him with lightning?
It might be.
You know, electricity is a really effective torture and interrogation device.
Well, same with my cooking.
My burden beset by enemies. Yeah, it's only becoming more true, because now there's a vigilante that went after my guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I basically fed them into the thresher.
Yeah, you may take your reward for that. And what about your ideal?
I have advanced my plans because now I do have physical evidence of vigilantes moving against us and the existence of Foxfire.
Good. I'll take it. Very well done. So what do you guys think so far? Kind of weird. I'm leaving hooks everywhere. You're not taking any of them.
Well, because so many
fuck you, you're the GM.
Yeah, no, but it's okay. You actually, I like that you're making your own hooks, and it's becoming really, really interesting.
What are you looking for here?
I want your feedback. How you guys think it's going so far?
Good. I think it's going well, because going well is not helpful. My criticism is that I think you need to cut between people more.
Cut between people? Like, jump around?
Yeah, because I think, like...
Yeah, there was a lot of...
sat out
there was
the
a lot
first
of...
half of the session. I sat out the whole back...
I was thinking about that a lot, and it's kind of hard because, like, some of these sequences that happen are, like, I'm trying to think of timing.
Right. But it gets to the point that, I mean, when it's a lot of sitting out and two, like, circumstances change before you can do anything.
Yeah.
Oh, like how we had to backtrack on my playdate. And
that was another one of the things that I was... I went a little too far ahead with that. I think it would be better if I kept gooder track of time and asked you guys like when you wanted to do these things. And then that way, it also means that if people have plans, they can jump around between them more. Conveniently enough, you are all together now.
Yes, yeah. And I would like to keep us together.
Yeah.
I am hoping very muchly that what you are about to discover is going to keep you together, because this, like, I can't, this takes everything all of you guys are able to do as a team, right. And it singularities it.
It's nothing more frustrating than running three separate games.
You see, no, it's going to be fuck it, I'm opening a tech-themed nightclub.
Voltman's?
It's like, do you remember some of these games that it just never, like, we did 22 episodes of Lost in Nightingale.
And there was constantly two different plot lines happening at the same time.
Right.
And I don't mind that. Like, I'm more concerned about, like, I don't think it's frustrating to have to go down those lanes, because I've got a lot of material, but
keep up pacing on multiple games.
Well, not only that, but it's also, it's like, I just don't want you guys to get bored, because as you mentioned, like, jumping around more would be a good idea, so.
And I know, like, at least with me, like, if it's a scene I'm not in, like, I enjoy paying attention because, you know, some fun stuff, but it's like, I don't want to pay attention too closely and then accidentally play my character having knowledge I don't have.
See, that's one of the reasons, going back to how I was playing before, was I would intentionally not pay attention during scenes for that reason. Like, I feel bad about it because I know there was a lot of really good material happening, but if Soma was not there... I'm really bad about that as a person and as a player, so I have to, like, it was a limitation I imposed upon myself, so.
I do try to pay attention, just because later on, if we can say, all right, Sekhva relays all of this to the party, and we don't have to...
Yeah, that's the only real weakness that I can see in what I like, impose upon myself, because that you bring up a good point, is that if characters share information, it makes it a lot easier for everyone to comprehend.
I don't know. I pay attention all the time, and I don't find a problem separating me from my character, knowledge-wise.
Okay.
I don't know. Have I been doing okay with that?
Yeah, I think you've been doing fine with it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think ever a situation where, I've seen you do that, so... I think we're all really, really good about it.
I think we're all comfortable enough with each other that should somebody be metagaming in that way, we would call bullshit.
Yeah.
Just be like, hey, hold on a second. But
it's like, so how does your character know this?
All right, so that's all I want to know. I'm still ready to get some feedback. I think that we're... Is there anything else anyone wants to talk about for the night? No? All right, cool. I guess we're off. Good night, everybody.
Bye. Bye-bye.